The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantenradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on SWLive.net and RantEMRadio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is Chris Avery Kuehling, WrestlePro Gold Champion, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast. And you'd be crazy to be listening to anything else.
I have a small dick.
Titties! God damn! Woo!
You gotta turn your mic on,
my
bro.
My mic's on.
I hear you.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can barely hear myself.
You can't hear yourself? How about that?
Hello. That's better.
Is that better?
What about me?
You're there.
All right. Yeah, I hear him.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shining Wizards Christmas Spectacular.
Ho, ho, ho.
We are here live in Studio A.
Hey!
It's myself, Shining Wizards Matt, Shining Wizards Tony, Shining Wizards Kevin, and T3 sitting down on fourth mic.
Woohoo!
We're celebrating Christmas the only way we know how to, by talking about professional wrestling, exchanging gifts and barbs and lots of good stuff. I think I have recovered from the last two shows where I couldn't speak English.
Yeah, but in fairness, you did speak an awful lot on those last couple shows. You guys did an awesome job with the Ring of Honor special, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude, interviewing four guests and then having to like talk in between and talk about the show itself. That's a lot of talking, my friend.
It indeed was a lot of talking.
Indeed.
But I don't think I had fully recovered from the Chris Avery Kuehling episode where I like, I don't know why Bad News Brown just didn't register in my brain.
You didn't think he was a real person.
I don't know what happened. Like my brain just stopped working.
Oh, and they were possums, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I said they were possums.
They originally, I don't know if you heard the story.
Aren't they opossums?
No, they're possums or opossums. I think if they're Irish, they're opossums.
Ah.
Want to steal that one? It's all yours.
Nope, not even close. Not even remotely.
But I heard at first they had rats, and somebody thought it would be a great rib to let the rats loose in the arena, and they wound up getting fined for it because they destroyed something. So then they switched to possums because they were bigger.
No, my thing is, I think they're not. There's no such thing as a possum. It's an opossum.
No, there's possums. It's the same thing. It's just the same. All right, Kevin's going to look it up, and we're going to figure this out.
I'll look it up right now.
Is it possums or opossums?
It's. I think it's both. I think you could.
We're
think
going
it's
by.
Down goes Frazier.
You all right there, buddy?
Bob and Oz. BobandOz.com.
Okay, the very reputable Bob and Oz.
It's where I go for all my info.
The web. What it's really like to live in Australia.
Good day.
This is a picture of that goofy thing in Australia.
Ah, that building.
A picture of Bob.
What, the opera house?
That's my Uber driver.
All right. Possums and opossums.
Okay. Lay it on us.
I gotta read now.
Oh man, read.
Yeah, this is a stupid article.
I thought the opossums were the ones. They're like the rats of that community.
The American possums are actually called opossums. Scientific name, Didelmorphia.
Yep. Didelmorphia.
That's right.
Didelphimorphia.
Morphia.
I don't know. But for some reason, they are more commonly referred to as possums, just like our native Australian species.
By
so
idiots.
They're kind of the same.
No, it's opossums.
It's all the same.
Yeah, they're possums down under.
Yeah, but we're not down under.
Under what?
Cheese.
The O in opossum. The O in opossum is spelled but not pronounced. It's a silent letter, just like the H in honest.
Oh, right, so it is a possum.
So it's possum. The O is silent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's weird.
We can agree to disagree.
No. I mean, obviously, I'm wrong.
It's like every time T3 is around, we're doing some kind of teaching exercise.
I like turtles.
Like last time we did the times tables. Yes. Now we're doing possum, opossum.
And T3 got bored, so he handcuffed himself.
Could be worse.
Louise.
We had a crazy busy weekend.
Whoa!
Had a crazy week.
Yeah.
Me and Kevin banged out the Ring of Honor show, which you were talking about Wednesday. Tuesday night, Chris Avery Kuehling, the WrestlePro Gold Champion, joined us. That was super interesting. Awkward to be in the same room as him.
He's a maniac.
Kinda,
yeah, a little bit.
But I guess he has like nervous tics and he's quirky. So while you're talking to him, he's doing like this.
You don't think it's gimmick?
No, it wasn't gimmick.
You think it's like life imitates art or art imitates life?
I think that's just the way he is.
Which is, yeah.
And if you listen to the episode, like he said, like when he's in front of the crowd, like he flips a switch and he goes.
And he's nuts. He kills people.
Yeah, when he's in the ring.
I've seen him murder people.
Dude, that clothesline?
Yeah.
That's like my favorite finisher in wrestling right now.
Speaking of Australia, clothesline? Outback Jack?
All right, that was a reach.
Really?
You went from Chris Avery Kuehling, clothesline, Australia, Outback Jack.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to get clothesline to Australia and the connector is Outback Jack?
And when you think of clotheslines,
I think of laundry.
Outback Jack isn't the first guy that comes to mind.
Bro, the boomerang.
JBL.
Yeah.
Stan Hansen.
Yeah.
The boomerang?
Timey kangaroo down sport. Come on. It's our childhood, for Christ's sake.
Expected us to take the leap from clothesline to Australia by assuming Outback Jack.
That's what I'm here for. What is that? Oh, you got it? For real?
Of course I do.
There's an old Australian stockman lying dying.
He actually used this for his entrance
music. He gets
music.
Himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered around and he says,
God.
Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed.
This is the song he came out to, like the legit same version and everything.
Feed. Is it really?
Yep.
I still have this LJR.
He didn't do anything in the WWF.
I know, because he was the shits. That's what. Oh, sorry, he was the peeps.
Holy God.
Keep me cockatoo cool.
Keep me cockatoo cool. He has a slew of victories over Jose Estrada, Steve Lombardi, Barry O, Barry Horowitz, and Iron Mike Sharp.
Hey, that's the main event. Any country in the any arena in the country.
He also owns victories over Nikolai Volkoff and the Iron Sheik.
Hey, former WWF Tag Team Champions and former World Champion.
What are the odds of us getting Outback Jack on this show?
I think he's dead.
No, he's not dead. Is he dead?
No, he's alive. He's very much alive.
All right, we got first on our list. For
we got a mission.
He made an appearance on the Snake Pit.
Yeah, of course he did. He's a crocky. Crocodiles eat snakes. Come on.
God damn.
Let me I love the leaky faucet in the background.
It's like a washboard, like that they just wave. Like
it sounds like a dripping faucet.
Now we need to find out what that instrument's called. It's definitely not a didgeridoo.
It's not like a jug band, like a jug. Like,
yes, Emmett Otter's backing up the Outback Jack theme song.
Most underrated Christmas vehicle ever.
Underrated? I love that thing.
Yeah, I love Emmett Otter's jug band Christmas too.
That, we should do a podcast on Emmett Otter. Jug band Christmas.
I have it on DVD and I tried to rip it and I couldn't
rip it.
Yes. Da-na-na-na-na. I couldn't get it with English, though. It was only coming out in Spanish.
That's even better.
So my mother-in-law loved it.
Emmett Otter, Hilo's jug band, Christmas.
But my little buddy here, not too much.
Navidad.
Feliz.
And the River Bottom Band.
River Bottom Nightmare Band.
What do you say? We don't brush our teeth.
God, I just remember that one. Remember the fish in the tank? Just there swimming around.
Ain't no hole in the washtub. Ain't no hole in the washtub.
That's right. Listen, this is. I only had $9 for the kitty today because there ain't no hole in the washtub.
Your nails won't break and your toes won't stub. You never get a fever when there ain't no hole in the washtub.
Have you watched this with us? You never watched
this. Have you seen this, T3?
Oh, this is awesome.
Can we get T3's mic on?
Yeah, we could turn him on. Go ahead. Get to your microphone.
Get on your microphone and switch.
Grab your microphone. Talk to us. Oh, he doesn't want to talk to us.
All right, fine. All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
ma.
Got turds in your drawers and you put them in the washtub.
Imagine. Oh, my God. Play some River Bottom Band. Actually, this is a good song.
On some River Bottom Nightmare?
Yeah, play some
now,
River
now
Bottom.
Now, who sings that? Are these known people or are these just the voices of the
Henson, the puppeteers, the
Muppets. No, but it's not like Frank Oz. It's like some other woman they hired, right?
I'm sure there were women puppeteers or
no, but like it's nobody famous, like you know.
No, not like guest stars or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't think they would do that for voices. They would do that for like do you ever see like the Muppet, the original Muppet Christmas special that had like the Muppets, Fraggle Rock, and Sesame Street all in it?
I think I remember it, but it's not coming to me.
Oh, you gotta watch it. River Bottom.
This is as hardcore as the Muppets get.
We think what we want. We do anything that we wish.
Frank Oz was the voice of Chuck.
You know who else Frank Oz is the voice of?
Fozzie, Yoda, Miss Piggy, everyone, basically.
Jerry Nelson did a lot of the characters.
Oh, Kermit.
Marilyn Sokol, she was Ma Otter. Richard Hunt, Mike Rabbit, Jim Henson.
Sounds like Cookie Monster, doesn't he?
They all sound. If you go back, you can definitely tell who did the voices of who.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hey Bert, hey Bert.
All right, that's enough of that.
Oh my God,
what? I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, wrestling. Chris Avery Kuehling,
yes,
and his craziness.
Okay. I think that's all there is.
To answer your question about these, there are many different Australian instruments.
Okay. Yeah.
We have the bull roarer.
Oh, that's right.
Let me guess. That goes roar.
No. It's kind of like.
Does it have audio of it?
No audio. All right. It's like it's about as long as a ruler. I don't know what you're
saying. That's what she said.
There's the gum leaf.
Ah.
Australia's wonderful.
Clapsticks. Maybe it's the clapsticks.
Oh.
I don't know. Pull up clapsticks.
I know what clapsticks are. Soundbite.
They were usually two boomerangs clashed together.
I did not know what clapsticks were.
It's got to be something like a washboard. Like a wavy. Maybe they call it like a wavy wacky or.
It could be like the thing where you go like that. There's like a tube. It's usually like usually like an African instrument.
I thought
that. Where it's a tube where something goes like whoop. Woo!
I thought. No, that's definitely not.
No, that's a clapstick.
That's a clap. Yeah, those are clapsticks. Those are like the Americanized.
Kevin's an expert. Yeah, those are clapsticks.
I played music my whole life. Well, not since high school. I was in the.
Wow!
Listen, this is why I was very discouraged when T3 quit the piano. Because.
You hear that? You broke Kevin's heart.
See, now if you had the microphone on, that would have been hysterical.
That would have been Gumby Gold.
So we had Chris Avery Kueling Tuesday, Ring of Honor preview show with Kenny King, Punishment Martinez, Shane Taylor, and Flip Gordon. Flippy Wednesday.
Do. Flip.
Dude, his match was. I mean, I don't want to.
I called
jump
a
ahead.
Bunch of his matches when he used to team up with Space Monkey. They were Monkey Flip.
So
how's
me,
that for a name?
Me and Kevin.
That's right.
Me and Kevin went to a final battle Friday night.
So that's it. It's over.
What?
Well, it's the final battle.
I wish I had something to throw at you.
You have a soundboard in front of you.
I think I made that same joke last week. Because it's like the having more than one final battle seems a little weird.
Well, they're up to number 12, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was your joke. I just stole it.
Yeah. Good. You can have it.
A boo.
So we took the. Took the weather. We said, up yours, weather.
Up yours, weather.
And we drove into the city.
Oh, boy.
Cakewalk.
No problems really, at all.
No problems. We got there. We didn't have to wait to get inside. Went in. Got some adult beverages. Ran into Brian XL from House of Glory.
Oh, that's cool.
He was out there doing his thing. I know Kevin ran into Leo St. Giovanni.
Yes.
Was he okay?
LSG.
Is he okay?
It's great.
Ran into him. I want to make sure he's all right.
Listen, I'm not a big guy.
Oh, boo.
Jeez, you idiot.
The seats that we got were actually directly in front of Phil and Choppy and their, what do they call it, Takeover Crew?
Yes.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
No, Takeover
Crew. No, the Takeover Crew. With the.
Oh, yeah, Rob Domingo.
Oh, you met Mandingo Domingo?
Yeah, I feel like I've met him before.
We met him last year at the show.
Final Battle.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Final Battle 16.
Yeah. Fast Lane.
But me and Kevin, last year, the seats that we got were standing room only. So we went up to our seats. We weren't really feeling it.
Not
Why?
Because of Phil and
Choppy.
No, not because of Phil and Choppy.
I don't. Look, those seats are tight.
Okay.
I don't like that. I don't like people touching me. I don't like
you're just such a large gentleman.
No, I don't. I agree with him.
That's possible. I'm working on that.
You're not a large gentleman that you couldn't fit in a folding chair. Come on, then.
No, but I don't like the people touching me, getting up and down for people. So
that would have been rough.
So me and Kevin went to where we were last year.
Okay.
On the floor.
And it was fine.
It was great.
No problem. Awesome.
Nobody bothered us. No one said anything to us. Simon Gotch walked by us.
He's the fired one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Aiden English is not the fired one.
No.
Okay.
He's over like Rover.
He's Rusev Day.
Oh, he's with Rusev now?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a pay-per-view on Sunday?
There was.
Yes. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Other than Final Battle, I watched Raw, never mind.
Whoops.
Anyway, yeah, the floor, what we did on the floor was absolutely
awesome.
It was perfect. Cause I was, like, last year, I was like, I want if I ever come back here, this is what I want to do every single time. Because we could come and go as we pleased.
That's cool.
In between matches, we were literally right by the little
bar
ramp to go back up, the bar, the bathroom.
Kevin,
it was perfect.
Kevin found bees. We were crushing drinks.
We hit it pretty hard.
And I was feeling good. Kevin goes to the bathroom. He comes back.
Took a dump. Nice big dump.
He's like, you want another round? I'm like, yeah. He's like, found 20 in the bathroom. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
I found it. As soon as I got done, you know, my business, I get up and I look down right between, like right underneath the door. There's a crumpled up $20 bill.
Now, you know, Friday when I'm talking to Choppy, he's going to be like, son of a bitch, I lost 20 in the men's room.
Nah, he wouldn't have been in that men's room.
Why, he's a woman?
No, this
no, because
yeah.
Every level had their own
had a bathroom.
Oh, so you guys were on. Oh.
We were on the floor and that. So and then so we would go downstairs to go to the bathroom, like in the basement, basically, where the signing was.
All right.
So and then it was funny. On my way to the bar to get said round, I found a dollar on the ground as well.
Kevin's just like a walking.
So I was like, all right, here's the round, and here's a dollar for your trouble, sir. Normally I would tip more, but I mean I was using the credit card at that point. So
wah, wah.
And then I was live tweeting.
That's right. Great job. By the
and
way.
We could see our good friend David LaGreca.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
What kind of shirt was Kevin wearing?
I was wearing a Shining Wizard shirt.
He didn't do, Dave! Shining Wizard! Shining Wizard! He did not, but he almost did it to Flip Gordon afterwards.
No! Well,
almost.
No!
Almost!
No! I wanted to. Listen.
There's a backstory. I'm going to back Kevin up on this.
Oh, boy.
So we're kind of all over. So we saw Dave LaGreca, and I was tweeting back and forth. And at one point, I was like, we should have some daddy sodas together. And he was like, I was like, after the show. And he was like, why not during the show? And he had like the weird seats in like the balcony.
Like the Muppets, like box seats, but like for like 15
people. Oh, like
people.
Statler and Waldorf?
Yeah, but like for like 15 people.
And I didn't, and we bumped into him afterwards outside, him and his producer, Alex Metz.
Okay.
And we were talking. And,
his name is really Metz?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was maybe like he was a Mets fan.
M-E-T-Z, I believe it is. Or Metzger or something.
Okay.
What, the Mets one? Tonight. Come on.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
So we were BSing afterwards, and he was like, oh, you guys could have came up. Like, no one was going to stop you. I was like, oh, man.
He only did that to be nice after the fact.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, but he did.
No, because at one point he pointed at us,
and we did the NWO thing.
When he pointed at you, did he grab his shirt and go, bust it open! Bust it open!
He was wearing a very, very nice plaid shirt.
Yeah, he's a snazzy dresser, that guy.
We cannot confirm or deny.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It looks like Mr. LaGreca may be dyeing his hair.
That's okay.
That's fine. I'm with it.
Well, he's not much older than I am. Not really much by a long shot.
He looked good. No homo. No homo.
At least he's still got hair to dye.
That's a good point.
So when we signed off of the show Wednesday, when we were done doing the interviews and everything, Flip was like, if you guys are going to be around, we grab a drink. The people from my movie are coming by. We're going to hang out.
Movie?
He's in a movie.
The Find.
Coming out in
October 18th. Holy shit. How the hell do I remember that?
So,
sorry for the language, kid.
So I shot him a message. I shot everybody a message. I shot Shane Taylor a message.
Who we saw as well after the show.
And I don't know if you saw, but he said he wanted to stay, but he didn't want to miss his ride.
I did not hear that.
So that's why he was running. So Flip was like, yeah, I was like, we'll be outside afterwards, you know, if you want to like grab a drink or hang. He's like, yeah, I'll be down like 10, 15 minutes. So we kind of hung outside and we watched all the people leave. Oh, and I saw, Noelle Foley.
She was at Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Is she going to be working for them? Is there something in the works?
I think she was just there in the crowd.
She was there with Monkey, with a clown
guy. Frank the Clown. So,
yeah, somebody I know took a picture with them. Somebody was at the Ring of Honor show.
When we were walking by, we walked
by. High Spot Podcast. I think maybe the High Spot guys.
Maybe. Anyway. It might have been Jeff.
When we were leaving, we walked by him and I told him I loved the show. And that was it, because I probably reeked of
Jeff. Let me be honest with you. Holy Foley was the one thing that he watched with me, like, religiously. We watched every episode of it. He's disappointed that it's not coming back.
It's not?
No, that was it. One and done. They were like, it's too much.
Pal. Anyway, back to the Flip story.
We're waiting outside. We see Kenny King. We see Rhett Titus. We see LSG. We see Tommy Dreamer. Trent Beretta walks by us.
I don't say a word to any of them.
No, we were talking to Dave. Miss New York.
I heard she was on the show.
She brought out Kenny King. So she came by me and I said hello. I don't think she had an idea who I was.
No, probably not.
And then Flip, you've been to the Manhattan Center, the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah, I think so.
So once they clear everybody out, they shut all the doors. So you can't see in, but you can see people's silhouettes. So he kind of pushed the door open.
Just peeked out.
I was kind of hanging out, and people were like, oh, Flip, what's up? And someone's like, oh, Flip, this is my girlfriend. She's never seen a wrestling show before, and now she's a big fan. So, I don't know. So me and Kevin are, like, trying to get his attention. Kevin's like, should I? And I'm like, no, let's just go up to him.
No, did I do that?
You were jokingly like,
okay.
You didn't
joke,
do it, though. He didn't do it.
That's still pretty funny, though.
He didn't do it. And then, I don't know.
And then I did say, Flip, what's up, man? Kevin, Shining Wizards, bud. Because I want, like, you have to... He travels the world. He meets so many people that and keep in mind, I have albeit very brief history. We watched WrestleMania together in Orlando.
I called a bunch of his matches.
So like he knows who we are, and he knows me from WrestlePro.
I mean, he should. Like, I've always introduced myself to him, talked to him before.
But
shows.
Yeah, so like, but he was just kind of like in a weird spot where
He was looking for other people.
You know what it is?
So like, we were distracting him from his objective while trying to achieve our objective.
And at that point, what's up? Me and Kevin were like, we're done.
We're done. We're out.
It was getting cold and it was late.
You were freezing. Because it was warm.
It was warm when we got there. And yeah. It was cold. I'm always cold, though.
All right, Frank G. Take it easy. The weather report over here.
That's right. Frank G.
But the show in itself was unbelievable. Top to bottom. Great show.
Well, oh wait. Sorry.
Tommy Dreamer, Bully Ray against the Briscoes was exactly what you...
All right, well, time out. I thought Bully Ray retired like a month or two ago.
Didn't he say he was retiring at the end of the year?
It was all an angle.
Oh.
Why does he play with our emotions like that?
To set up this match.
He's a bully.
Oh, terrible.
In which he left his boots in the ring, which he definitely stole from Damian Dragon.
I was just going to say.
Him and Dreamer came down through the balconies. I got a great picture. Bully Ray came right down the stairs past me and Kevin. I took a nice picture of him.
Such a mark.
Fuck.
Oh, come on, dude.
Sorry, man. I'm a wrestling fan. I don't care. Call me a mark. Call me whatever you want, man. It was an awesome experience. They're going back to the Hammerstein in March.
Did you chant ECW at him?
No.
Oh, no.
I did not. Because the people there, half of them have probably never even been to an ECW show. And they don't say ECW. They go, ECW.
I know.
ECW.
I know.
You're not allowed to do that. You've never been there. You've never experienced it. It's past your time. That's like me chanting like WCW.
I don't think that was ever a thing, though.
WCW.
AWA.
Bad example. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, like if you see like Mad Dog Vachon, if he's still alive, or Baron Von Raschke, you're just going to go, AWA.
I hate you.
Or Tom Zank. Oh, wait.
Oh, come on. Rest in peace, Tom Zank.
Yeah, I know.
Tony Schiavone's favorite wrestler.
Yeah, what happened there?
Dude, and he died a week ago, and nobody knew about it. Somebody read about it in the obituary because they were like, they lived near where he lived. That's pretty wild.
I don't think that's super uncommon.
It's weird though. Usually, when there's a name like that, like you find out pretty right away.
You try to figure out. A lot has to do with cause of death, and if there was an investigation, they may not release it right away. But I guess he was sick for a little bit, and I didn't.
He was sick. He had some problems too. Like he had a couple of arrests, didn't he?
Yes.
Didn't we looked at his mugshot not too long ago on the show.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So that was Ring of Honor.
That's
that was final battle. That sounded like you guys had a good
time. That wasn't
time.
Even remotely Ring of Honor.
What?
Really?
Yeah, what? Oh, Bully Ray.
Bully Ray.
Bully Way.
Bully Ray. Him and Tommy lost to the Briscoes. Bully Ray kind of put his boots in the ring.
I can't believe we're still talking about Ring of
Honor. Call it a day. Shut your mouth.
It was a fun time.
It was awesome.
Yeah, we got it. You want the results? Go talk to Mike Johnson. He's got them all written down.
He was right next to us.
See, he's your hookup.
Sitting right next to us.
And I'm sure his report is not going to be wrong at all.
We have a new Ring of Honor World Champion, Dalton Castle.
Yes, we do.
We have a new Ring of Honor TV Champion, Silas Young.
Yes, we do.
I had all my eggs in the Punishment Martinez basket, but so is life.
Man, yeah, whatever.
Choppy hates Punishment Martinez for some ungodly reason.
Is he He's like Puerto Rican?
Darren yes. Corbin.
Oh, okay, because Choppy's Portuguese, so I don't think they get along.
No, I think he just thinks he's the shits in the ring.
That's possible. Is he related to Mercedes Martinez?
I don't think so.
They're not all related. They're not like the Samoans. They're not all related.
The Young Bucks and Adam Page had an amazing match with Flip Gordon.
Yeah, I saw the
Teton,
six-way dropkick
and Dragon
spots.
Lee. Awesome. Just fun. Just a fun wrestling match. It's
just
wrestling.
Fun.
Stop taking yourself so seriously.
Just dude, I'm
fun.
Telling you, Flip is like, he was the standout of that match. And that's not even just because whatever. He was awesome in that match. Like, no joke. He
talented
was the standout.
Kid. Talented
he's like arguably one of the most athletic people I've ever seen in my life. And that's saying a lot because I get around.
Kevin knows a lot.
I know a lot of things about a lot.
All right, so that's Ring of Honor.
That is Ring of Honor. There you go.
All right, we'll tie a bow on it with that.
You hit the nail right on the head.
So what happened with the Briscoes and Bully Ray? You didn't talk about that.
I just told you.
Oh.
So wasn't there a table thing?
So are the Briscoes going to fight each other? Or are they getting along?
No, they're getting along.
I thought one of them got mad at Bully Ray, and that's why they're not friends anymore.
Holy moly for holy.
All right, forget it. I don't need it. I'll read Mike Johnson later.
Can you get me another Angry Orchard?
Yes,
Bully
yes,
Ray
yes,
and the Briscoes were six-man tag champions. They lost to the Hung Bucks.
Okay.
The Hung Bucks, not the Young Bucks.
I understand.
Jay blamed it on Bully Ray. So he
attacked. Which he should have.
Mark was like, bro, what are you doing? So there was like a little tension between them. And then Bully Ray wanted to do
Bully
a whole...
Bully Ray.
I can't speak again. Bully Ray wanted to do the whole retirement thing. And the Briscoes beat him down. So that prompted Tommy Dreamer to make the save. And there, the tag team match was born.
Did the lights go out when they came back on? Sabu and Raven were there?
No, they were not. You know, Sabu told me to kill myself last week.
Well, that's something that you could check off the bucket list.
Yeah, it was not surprised.
What did you do to deserve such an allocade?
Nothing. It was his birthday. So I pulled up a picture of myself and him when I was like 19. Uh-huh. I posted on Twitter, happy birthday at Terry Brunk, whatever his Twitter name is.
Oh, that? Oh, okay. Okay, so that's his Twitter handle.
And I was like, my favorite all-time ECW, thank you, Kevin. My favorite all-time ECW guy. I know I told the story on the podcast before. When I was younger, I was a huge Sabu fan. I used to give myself the Sabu scars with a box cutter.
So that's why he told you to kill yourself.
So I was like, he was the fucking man or something like that. So he was like, LOL, you missed your throat.
That's funny.
And I was I was like, that's not really nice, but I'm not surprised.
Is it possible that, didn't you used to shit on him a lot lately?
Under the Matthew Bowman account.
You would go at him pretty hard because of what
Someone had posted that PWS was coming back around and the main event was Vader Sabu. And I said, that there was a fat chance of that happening. And then there was like, some promoter responded like, just like there's a fat chance of you doing a podcast in your mother's basement. And then my response was, yeah, and there's a fat chance that you have a drug addict in your main event. And then all these people were like, how dare you call Sabu a drug addict? This, that, and the other thing. People were like, I'll fucking kill you. Shut up. Fuck out of here.
I thought you did more than that. I thought there were a bunch of different things where you went after him after the whole like hotel.
Yeah, California. We did a whole podcast about it. Yeah. We called it like Sabu shits in the hotel.
Sabu defecation or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever.
I'm bummed because Eddie's not here for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a random, weird 50-degree day in December after it was a miserable 2 weeks of terrible weather. And surprisingly, the car wash is busy.
Car wash. Did Bully Way bring his car?
Maybe.
Haboo.
Maybe Bully Way did. From the car wash.
So you didn't know there was a pay-per-view Sunday?
I didn't know until yesterday when I was like, I saw pictures of stuff that happened. And
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
So let me get this straight.
He wasn't on it.
So from what I've read, Daniel Bryan's going to wrestle Shane McMahon.
Yep.
Yeah, Shane Douglas at WrestleMania.
That's right.
Is that the speculation?
Is that where they're going? Like, why else would these two idiots be fighting each other now?
I can see it.
I don't think they're not going to let Daniel
Bryan.
Let me ask you this, though.
It's going to be an unsanctioned, quote-unquote,
like
street
Hart,
fight.
Like a Bret Hart type deal when he came back?
Yeah, let Sleepyface Bret Hart wrestle. Hey, that was your BFF over
that
there.
That was, look.
Hey, he called you for your
That's
birthday.
Probably what they'll do if they do it. Unless they finally see the light and clear him.
But they keep talking about him coming back. Like, Brie keeps mentioning, like, she's going to support him. He wants to come back. And you watch those dumb shows. You tell me. Don't you?
I haven't watched Total Divas in a while.
No, Total Bellas. Isn't that still
I haven't watched that
thing?
Either.
Good God. What good
I'm
are you?
Way behind on those shows.
Jeez
I'm sorry.
Louise.
What did I looked up when his contract was up. What was it? September? What did I say?
Of 2018.
Wow, that would be a big risk, though, if he left WWE.
He's leaving WWE.
If they don't let him wrestle, he's leaving WWE.
Oh, what a bummer, man.
What
a bum rap he got, though. Like, if they don't want him, just cut him loose.
It's not that they don't want him. He just wants to wrestle, and they're not letting him.
He's banging a Bella. That's the problem. They don't want to get rid of him because then they got to get rid of her, and, you know.
No, what? No, they don't.
Yeah,
they don't
want to let him
wrestle.
Dude, they're so in love.
Because they don't want another Chris Benoit.
Is that what they're afraid of?
Bro, he's got concussion problems. And his neck is all banged
up. He's the nicest guy.
I mean,
I'd still find it very peculiar that he has... I get it. You see enough doctors, someone's going to tell you something you want to hear, and someone's going to tell you something you don't want to hear. But from what I understand, the majority of the doctors say he's okay, but it's just WWE's doctor that says he's not.
Which is odd, because when guys get hurt, they send them to go see Dr. James Andrews, and Dr. James Andrews is always like, well, we can rehab it first, let's try that.
Well, but he's not a concussion guy, he's a reconstructive guy.
Fair enough. What, Chris Nowinski dictates what the WWE does now?
That's right.
Look, man, it's
Harvard.
It's a huge. It's huge in football with the CTE. They don't.
I see why your face lit up.
They don't want that. They don't want that on their hands.
That's right.
They do not want another Chris Benoit.
They don't want another Chris Benoit.
He is from Canada, you know.
Look, what was it? Billy Jack Haynes, Demolition. Everyone's trying to sue the WWE because they got mashed potatoes for brains now.
Well, Demolition's got mashed potatoes for bodies. I don't know if you've seen them lately.
But that's your own fault. You signed up for it. You knew what it was when you got into professional
Billy
wrestling.
The masked superstar, has been wrestling for like 1,000 years. What could he possibly be complaining about?
Can I say something about Demolition?
What's that?
I'm really upset at their face paint game lately. Like, or for the last 10
They're
15
old,
years.
Dude.
But you can't get the same fit. You can't do the same face paint. Like, Axe hardly has, like, anything on anymore. It's fucking, like, come on.
Because, he's going to spend more time painting his face than he is wrestling.
Well, fucking step your game up, Axe.
Wow.
I'm
he's
saying
90, dude.
I'm saying. So, you
do you remember Axe was the one that wasn't supposed to wrestle anymore because he was
Brock
hurt?
Crushing.
Yeah. And the poor dude is still going around, and he used to find other members of Demolition to wrestle
with.
Yeah,
you can't have Axe. You can't have Blast paint his face.
Blast and Hux, and there might have been another Blast at one
Huxtable?
Point, too.
Yes. Demolition Huxtable?
Yes. The Black Demolition.
Oh, my God.
Here comes the foot of the
You do. You
here
do.
Here comes the Axe. Here comes the
You do realize that all these old guys don't take bumps, ever.
Not anymore, they don't.
I am with Kevin, though. Paint your face for the pictures,
dude,
man.
Demolition Huxtable, paint the face, the buffity bop.
Demolition Huxtable. This video. Finishing move is a sleeping pill.
It's a sleeper, though.
It's a sleeper, yeah.
There you go.
I put them to sleep with
the he wrestles in sweatpants.
And, and sweaters.
Boy, boy, boy.
Jesus, Louises.
Steel, get my studded leather.
So you lit up like a Christmas tree when I mentioned the CTE in football.
Well, football. Not
you really,
I didn't light up for CTE.
You
I don't
did.
Want people to have concussion syndromes and kill their families.
You do. You want all of our guests to have CTE.
Yes. Okay.
So,
all right. Write that down, Kevin. Put that on the presser for this episode. Yeah, that's all right. Just twist whatever you want. Who cares?
Look, if they made it through the last couple episodes with the static from my computer, they'll live with that, okay?
Correct! Ding!
Go ahead. You think, you really think it?
Think of what?
Vince?
Really is there any doubt?
You really think he's going to go down that road again?
Look.
Have you heard the different theories of what it's possibly for?
No, but this is the perfect storm if somebody's going to start a new football league. Because the NFL is doing itself no favors with all these kneelings and hands ups and the Susan Komen, and nobody else can like back anything. The NFL is too political and too like woman friendly right now.
What?
And people just don't care. They don't.
I'm not arguing that they don't care, but I don't think.
Yes, it does.
For a long time, the football just wasn't good this year.
Well, ask me. I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah.
It's even worse than the Jets this year. Hoodly hoodla.
That's right.
But anyway.
Ask me. I'm playing in my fantasy football championship next weekend.
Ah,
well, good for you.
Bitch.
Woo!
Doggy!
Well, I really hope you win and you get the championship and all the money that goes along with it.
So do I.
Someone we know?
No, I don't think you know Dante.
Dante? Is he the biggest idiot ever?
I did beat my brother-in-law by 5 points.
I beat my meat by 6 knuckles.
185-179.
Oh, good for you. I'm sure Dave Sturcio's beating his meat right now thinking about how high your score is.
So what? I didn't hear your goofy reason as to why you think this will happen.
Well,
all I heard was you say something about women.
There's such a back. Yeah, dude. Susan Komen. Every October, they got to wear pink. But if a guy wants to wear socks that commemorate 9/11, they fine him $10,000.
You do realize that this year they had Wear Your Own Cleats Day, where every player could wear.
Well, because they have to. Because they've been taking so much shit. They were taking shit over Colin Kaepernick. For the president to come out and say it was bullshit, that's kind of fucked. I know. Don't get me started on the president, but I'm just saying. But here, people are pissed off, and Vince is going to be like, this is about men and beating each other up, and there's no charities and no women. We're just smash-mouth football and beating each other up and scoring touchdowns, damn it.
From what I understand, it's Jerry Jones is in with him on this, as is, I think, Dick Ebersol.
Well, Dick Ebersol, of course.
But it's, from what I read, and I could be totally wrong on this, is that they're looking for, like, a minor league football system.
Well, there you go. Even better.
So Vince might be he already trademarked his company Alpha, whatever.
Yes.
Trademarked UFL, URFL, or some shit like that.
United Football
League. Yeah, URFL is registered, United Football League, UFL, and For the Love of Football.
Yeah.
I'd love it if it was just a gimmick.
For the Love of Football. What, like Mr. Touchdown got signed?
Yeah.
And he brings back like a Spirit Squad-esque group of guys, and there's 11 of them, and then DX can come back and eliminate them from the Royal Rumble?
We've been down this road before.
Of course
we
have.
There's not, you're going to give, what are you going to give me?
If he's just investing in it, and he's not like, we'll figure out the rules later, pal.
Cheerleaders, cameras in the locker rooms.
If he's just funding it with other people, and there's not a minor league in football. It's college to the pros, or you go to the CFL. So there's really no in between there. Or you go to arena.
Well, they used to have the World League.
Well, they had NFL Europe too.
Is that still on? No, that's gone. Well, that's what came out of the World League, NFL Europe. Remember the Montreal Machine?
I think Brock even may have had a stint over there, or he didn't want to go there or something.
Nah, I don't want to go to Europe.
I think I could be making that up too, for all I know.
No, that's fine. Twisted he's a former dude. He wants to be on his form, banging Raina Mero, Raina Lesnar.
Can you blame him?
But my point about that, like my only thing with this is like, with all the talk about CTE and all that stuff, like why would you create another tier of football where people can get hurt?
Because
money, pal.
Because there's people who just want that. People are tired of watching football Sundays, and you know, the equivalent of me and you shoulder bumping on the street. If a DN does that to a quarterback, it's 15 yards.
There you go.
There's no, you're just bumping into them. You're throwing a flag. Nobody knows what a fucking catch is anymore.
Yeah.
Like people are just tired of it.
I don't think we're going to get another XFL.
I'm not saying that, but you throw in terrible football, terrible officiating, terrible replay,
calls,
the goofy stuff with the president and the kneeling for the national anthem. I mean, maybe people are looking for something else. I don't know. I don't really watch football. I usually work on Sundays, and if I'm watching football, I'm watching the Red Zone channel so I can see what my fantasy squad is doing.
Oh, again, with your fantasy sports over
that's,
here.
But that's where I am. Like, I'm a baseball guy. I'll sit down and watch any baseball game.
Yeah.
Football, I could care less about. And I won't even watch college football because that's a goddamn joke.
Yeah. That is a joke.
I've never been able to get it.
I'm with you. I can watch any hockey game. I can sit down and watch. I watched the only football game other than the Jets game this weekend that I paid attention to was the Patriots-Steelers game. Because that's a marquee great matchup.
If I didn't know any better, Sunday when the Steelers game was over and the Titans and the Niners game, the only reason I know is because I had a fantasy guy in it. If you had asked me who's playing Sunday night, no idea. Who played last night? No clue. I don't care.
Yeah, well, that's you're speaking probably for the masses now. You're the ratings drop. Not like that's not like a slight. You know what I mean?
But no,
like,
no, I completely understand. Yeah. And then you watch that. I mean, is it a catch? Is it a football move? And I'm not trying to turn this into a sports talk radio show.
I'm loving it. Someone's got to take over for Francesa.
Yes, God. Matthew Bowman taking over for Mike Francesa.
Please.
The Super Bow.
Snowblower. I'll talk about my snowblower.
Snowblower. Window thrower. Yeah.
No Christmas this year, boys.
Back after this. God, Chris Payne's Francesa is so good.
I don't know. I mean, will people really get behind it? I mean, people are checking out.
People will definitely get behind it.
What, the new...
Get behind it or check it out?
What, the new show? The new Francesa?
No, the new... This, whatever, whatever Vince allegedly might be having as a football league.
I don't know. It depends on what it is. We don't know yet. If it's a minor league system, if it's like the NBA D League or the AHL or AAA or Single A or something like that, I think there's a market for it to kind of be like the NXT of the NFL. I think. I mean, just to parlay it back
right,
into
no,
wrestling
I understand.
Terms.
And I've been listening to a lot of Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard.
Bruce.
And it kind of blows my mind with the way he talks about Vince McMahon, how you just had to catch him on the right day.
Hey, has he eaten?
Yeah.
So it's like maybe he's just in a good mood and someone's like, hey, how about we get this football thing going again? He's like, yeah, that's a great idea.
It's not an awful idea.
No, it's not. I'm all in.
Yeah?
I don't care if it's like Lingerie Football League. I'm in.
Is that still around?
Probably.
Yes, it's absolutely still around.
Attaboy.
Nia Jax will be the quarterback.
How dare you?
What? She's a big girl. She's not like most girls.
That's true.
I heard
one of my favorite theme songs to this
day. Please don't play it. I've heard a bunch of them have new theme music, including Drew Gulak. Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Week one kickoff for the Landry Football League is 116 days away, 16 minutes and 49, 48,
could we do a Landry Football League bonus podcast?
I know nothing about it.
Neither do I.
It's football.
It starts Saturday, April 14th, though.
But I also know nothing about wrestling, and I've been doing this for 5.5 years.
Schedule.
You idiots.
Let's see what we got. Opening night is Los Angeles against Chicago.
Correct. Very prestigious matchup.
The following Saturday is Austin, Nashville.
Correct.
What's the line on that?
I don't think they've come out yet.
They haven't come out yet? What are the Vegas odds on who's going to win the Super Brawl?
The power rankings, the Chicago Bulls, Bliss.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
The Chicago Bliss. They're 4-1. They're the
odds-on favorite.
They are.
Right.
They've added Janie Caldwell. She's the quarterback from Los Angeles.
Stunt.
And Allie Alberts.
Ooh.
She's a wide receiver safety.
Of course she is.
correct. Ding.
But they did lead. They lost Jakinda Barclay, the quarterback. League suspension.
Huge loss.
I wonder what she did.
What she
failing to pay support?
Enhancements. Illegal
correct.
Enhancements.
Ding!
They probably, instead of fine you for that, they probably reward you.
Correct! Ding!
Make your tits bigger. It's not a fine, it's a bonus. That's like the bonus plan in their contracts.
The Seattle Mist, they were 6-0 that last
Sierra
year.
Sierra Mist?
Seattle Mist.
The Sierra Mist.
They're the number 2 ranking. Los Angeles comes in at a stellar 3.
Ooh.
The Atlanta Steam, they're number 4.
Steam!
They lost Coco Montgomery to
I can't do the voice,
retirement.
You gotta pick up on that.
Austin Acoustic.
Oh.
What?
That's the weirdest, football name. I don't care what kind of football it is. That's the weirdest name.
They're 0-4.
Of course they are.
There's only 4 teams?
No.
They're 0-4. It's a record.
I think there's only 8 teams. The Omaha Heart. They're 1-3.
Correct.
Sentimental favorites.
Not to be outdone by the Pittsburgh Rebellion. Also 1-3. But the bottom of the barrel.
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez.
The Denver Dream.
0-4. Oh, daddy.
Well, let's go ahead and see.
Holy moly.
There's not a New York team?
No, there's not a New York Landry team.
Just
keep it up.
Oh, god damn. So, you could have played that.
No, I didn't play it.
No?
No.
So, you didn't know there was a pay-per-view?
No.
Do we want to talk a little bit? You want to talk about a little bit about this?
I didn't watch it, but I read the results.
You're welcome.
So, okay.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Ah. You idiots.
Your boy lost an opening match. Zack Ryder. Him and Curt Hawkins.
Did you really think that Mojo Rawley was going to lose that match?
No.
I don't know.
I think I put out my predictions that I think that Mojo was going
to
win.
Dolph Ziggler, he beat Baron Corbin and Bobby Roode to become the U.S. champion.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Look, man, he's a great heel. That whole no song, no video entrance is awesome.
No, wait, doesn't he have it again now or no?
No, he still has no song, no entrance.
Oh, all right.
He just comes out. No song, no video. He's just a badass.
Doing the show on Tuesday, it's tough to watch SmackDown.
Right. Fair enough. Good point. Yeah. We don't really keep up on SmackDown.
Which is a shame because I really wish I was liking a lot. I wish I could see a lot of the stuff that they do for the most part. I'm not really feeling the Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan thing, but that's a whole look again.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, I think that's why we would have known there was a pay-per-view if we actually watched SmackDown on Tuesdays.
Well, I didn't know there was a pay-per-view. I just didn't get around
to it. I did too, just because...
This no computer thing is really fucking with me.
Yeah, no, I feel your pain. Yeah. I didn't have it for Saturday, Sunday, yesterday. The Usos beat Benjamin Gable, Rusev, Aiden, and The New Day to retain. English and Rusev are over like Rover.
All right. I have to ask about this. Because you know I loathe Rusev more than anything on this planet, just about. If I tuned in and saw Rusev and Aiden English do this spiel, would that get me to like Rusev?
Yes, I think so.
It's a total comedy gimmick, correct?
Yes.
So there's a lot of comedy now. So they're when in doubt, make him a funny guy.
Yes. They did the... Mr. English sang the 12 Days of Rusev
on the pay-per-view.
Yes. Would you like to hear it?
Of course.
On the 12th day of Rusev, my partner gave to me 12 months of Rusev, 11 Russian medals, 10 Lana's leaping, 9 second winning.
No, you're not doing
eight,
it right.
8 in songs. Well, this is just how he did it.
Oh, okay.
7 boards up breaking, 6 Maka kicks, 5 Plovdiv kicks. 4 of the lads, 3 hinder jinder, 2 Rusev shirts, and a tag team victory.
All right. That's, I mean, yeah, sure.
Aiden English did it much better than I did.
Well, you know, the 12 days of Christmas.
I know. I know how it goes. Okay. I know. But this is how Rusev, or not Rusev, Aiden English sang.
So he just sang the last part of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean.
In terms of the song.
Yes, it was an intro. He couldn't do the whole thing. And then the Usev sang back, and it was almost bad enough to turn them heel.
I guess I should check out Rusev now, huh?
I think you need to check out Rusev Day.
I mean, I'm vaguely familiar with Rusev Day. It took on a life of its own, like with like social media and stuff. So I'm guessing it's got to be at least a little bit over. But I'll check it out because I've done nothing but hate Rusev since he debuted.
That's true. So they retained. You want to see a match that'll push back the women's revolution? Watch Charlotte Flair and Natty in a lumberjack match.
Why? It was bad?
Fucking awful.
Really?
So bad. Everything about it was just bad.
Sorry.
No, you're good. It was good. I got the 12 days of acoustic here. I'll turn
that's
that
right.
Down.
No, leave it up. Leave it up.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. I'm enjoying that.
It's nice.
I got background music. You want background?
Not till later.
I have this going right now.
I want pay-per-view recapping music.
No, we got, because we still have Raw and Impact and NXT, and we got open prison. We got a lot to do here. It's a full show.
Sorry.
Anyway, just bad. And then Natty cut a promo afterwards where she said Charlotte used her family's name to cut corners. Didn't make sense.
It's sarcasm. Right? Or tongue-in-cheekish?
I don't know. And then she ran up the ramp crying.
Teasing retirement?
I don't know. The Bludgeon Brothers, they squashed Breezango in 2 minutes. What you were alluding to with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. Owens and Sami Zayn beat Orton and Shinsuke.
That's a weird team. Well, how'd those two get together?
Because they're the top baby faces on SmackDown. Other than
good enough
that's,
for me.
That's yeah. It. They're the baby faces. Owens and Zayn are the heels. If Owen and Zayn's lost, Owen and Zayn.
Owen and Zayn's?
If they lost, they're out. They're off of SmackDown. So Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon were both the referees. And Daniel Bryan is playing up the role that Shane's a bit of a hothead. So Daniel Bryan is there to call it right down the middle, a la Bill Alfonso.
Right down the middle, Daddy.
So, Daniel Bryan's going to be a heel.
Calling it right down the middle, Daddy.
So if you watch the match and there's it's, essentially it's just them. It's a 20-minute angle. It's them setting up this whole thing. And what happens is Owens interfered. You know, there was a back and forth, covers, pins, this, that. Owen interferes. He knocked Bryan into Shane, breaking up the fall. Shane is yelling that was 3. Daniel Bryan doesn't want to hear it. Long story short, Zayn gave Orton a schoolboy. Or no, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Orton gave Owens an RKO, and this led to Orton and Zayn trading small packages as Shane and Bryan took turns counting. Zayn seemed to have the match won, and Shane stopped the count at 2. He went 1, 2, and then he stopped it. So the crowd fucking freaked out.
I like how the music's getting dramatic with your reading.
And Daniel Bryan got in Shane's face, and they were yelling back and forth at each other. Zayn, schoolboyed Orton, Daniel Bryan, 1, 2, 3, fast count. Match over. Not so much as to side with Zayn and Owens, but as a kind of fuck you to Shane McMahon.
Oh.
So that's where they're going with that.
Wait, who got pinned? Orton?
Orton got pinned by Sami Zayn.
Protecting Nakamura.
Well, he's taking time off, Orton. That's next year.
So that was super interesting. And then AJ successfully retained the title against Jinder.
I saw a picture of Jinder in the corner getting a boot from AJ, and he's got a fucking milky titty with these huge-ass fucking acne bumps on his chest. But no, he's not enhancing at all, right, people?
Maybe he's a... I don't know.
Come on, dude. Haven't seen acne like that since the ECPW rock locker room. I kid, but seriously, he's got to be on something, dude. He's got a milky nipple. Did you see it?
No, I didn't
is
see
that
it.
A, is that a symptom?
I didn't catch his milky nipple.
He's got gynometastica, whatever they call it. It's the thing that The Rock had. Remember when The Rock was wearing the jumpsuit for like
the Adidas
a year?
Thing.
Yeah, because he developed titties.
Titties.
Because of steroids?
I don't know what else would have been doing it unless he was on psychosomatic medicine.
The match was super uneventful.
Titties.
The only good thing to come out of it is that AJ is still the champion. And it's kind of, Kevin's going to say, I told you so. It's hindsight now. It's hard to believe that Jinder was in, like, the main event picture and he was a world champion.
Yeah, but you know what? He was forgettable because they didn't really make a big deal out of it.
He's just flat now. It's just everything's flat about it.
Does he still have Habib and Jabib?
The Singh brothers, yes.
Oh, well, I guess they're going to be the next tag team to go against the Colons.
So that was...
You really typed all this up?
Clash of Champions. No, I didn't type this up, please.
Oh, looks like you got typed notes over
there. I pulled this shit off the internet. Come on.
Matt's very professional.
I'm trying. Kevin, you want to start with Raw so I can go take a leak?
Sure.
You want to play some background music for Raw?
Yeah, we could do that. Oh, you know what? There was something else I wanted to pull up, but I could give him that music if you want.
Yeah, do whatever. I'm going to go take a leak. We're going to talk some Monday Night Raw. This is our Christmas extravaganza. If you're listening to us on the Rant, rantemradio.com, feel free to chat us up on the Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Do it, Kevin.
That's right. Obviously, the biggest news coming out of Monday Night Raw, I think we all can agree on, is the announcement of the Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I am 100% on board. You don't, what, you're not?
No,
this
it's
is
not.
This is supposed to be present opening music. Oh, wait, never mind, we haven't.
Yeah, no, this is it. Oh, wait, you want to do this for present opening?
I wanted to save it for present opening.
All right, well, we could do something else then.
Well, no, but play.
How's this?
And I wanted the other song, too.
What other song?
The Jingle Bells version.
Yeah, but no, but that's on there. That's on that track. That's later on.
Yeah, so I watched Raw. The Devils were also playing, so I had dueling TVs.
Speaking of Devils.
What? Ah.
King Diamond, baby.
Nice.
What's up to our boys at Radioactive Metal and girl?
But I did watch Raw. I had dueling TVs that in the Devils game. Obviously, again, the biggest news coming out of Raw was the closing segment with the announcement of the Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, you don't think it's a little weird, though, that Paige's group is in the ring and they're all celebrating that there's a Royal Rumble now?
I kind of wrote that off like, okay, there are certain times where you can do that.
You can break kayfabe?
You can break kayfabe 100%. And
when the wrestlers were recording the wrestling album and they were all in the studio together.
Yeah, at the time, I was like, well, this is kind of silly. But at the end of the day, the announcement was much larger than the sum of the parts.
Here's my problem, though. You have the men's Royal Rumble, which is, for all intents and purposes, a 60-minute match.
Correct.
Now, if you have a 20-women Royal Rumble, is it going to be 1 minute? Is it going to be 2 minutes? Because two long matches like that is fucked.
Yeah, but they're gimmick entertaining matches.
A lot can happen.
Both of them. Listen.
Like, I don't want to see more than one Hell in a Cell on a show. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's worth a shot. Give it a shot.
Fair enough.
And then if it doesn't work out, the number doesn't work, then you make it its own special.
Well, it's not like the number's not going to work. It's how well it goes over.
Right.
They don't give a shit about numbers on pay-per-views anymore.
And
really.
I'm 100%. Did they say how many women were going to be
I heard
in?
20.
I don't know.
Which to me says they're going to do 1 minute intervals and it's going to be 20 minutes and that's going to be like all she wrote.
I don't think so.
Ugh.
They're not going to. I don't think they would.
Are they doing over the top eliminations? Women's battle royals. They usually like
middle rope or underneath. However you go out, you go out.
Which is weird because a lot of times in Royal Rumbles, they do the outside, beat each other up, and then get back in. You know.
I think we're at a point now where these women are that athletic that they'll be able to handle.
I can see Alicia Fox and Carmella going over the top. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Carmella's good to give her credit. Alicia Fox has been around for a long time.
That doesn't mean anything. Does this mean Brie Mode's going to come back?
I feel like one of them's got it. Ugh.
We're going to get Nia Jax against who's the other beast? Tamina Snuka. Oh, boy. They're going to be number one and number two.
You'll get
You'll
get a couple chicks from NXT, I think, too.
And I think you'll get I think you'll get a return or two.
Yeah, but how could you? Aren't there 20 women on Raw and SmackDown right now?
Is it 20? I didn't hear that.
What are they going to do? Like 12? Like
30.
Oh, God, 2 30-minute rumbles in the same pay-per-view? Are you out of your fucking mind?
30 people rumbles, not 30 minutes.
30 women.
30 women.
No way there's 30 women.
There can't be. That's 2 hours of the pay-per-view. It's going to be 10-hour pay-per-view?
What else do you need? No one watches.
I need Mojo Rawley on the pre-show.
No one watches the Royal Rumble for anything else but the Royal Rumble. So why not? That's not true.
If you surround, there's Royal Rumbles that are surrounded by a good undercard.
Okay, fair enough. That was a little...
Like when The Rock beat CM Punk?
No. Like, let's be honest.
I was thinking like Goldust.
Razor Ramon?
Yes.
1996? 95? 96. But the 1-2-3 Kid interfered and cost him the belt. That's right.
Oh, somebody tipped me off to a good Christmas song that we don't have in the queue. You gotta pull it up for us later.
I mean, all right. are we that naive to not think that the draw for the pay-per-view is the match?
Then make a Women's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Put the Women's Royal Rumble on Fastlane.
But we just went down all these, you know, is it over the top? Is it through the rope? Is it just when you go outside? How many women? How many minutes? Like,
oh, that, there's time to answer those questions.
And what's the
stipulation?
Yeah, like, does the winner get a shot at?
Yes,
they get to pick their title. Is Charlotte going to be in it? Is
their brand.
Alexa Bliss going to be in it?
No, they're champs.
They get the shot at the title for their brand.
Which means that
none of this was announced last night.
Which means you're going to have two women's title matches at the Royal Rumble as well.
You don't have to.
Well, come on. You're going to have a women's Royal Rumble and not have at least one of the women defend the title?
Well, I think the focus of that night for the women will be that match. So you don't have to have another championship match for it. Again, if you want to play all fairness, yes, there's a universal title match. Odds are there's going to be a WWE title match.
Yeah, so...
So I get what your point is.
So you have six matches booked now for the Royal Rumble. That's what you're looking at.
You have...
Three women's matches, three men's matches.
You're not doing that.
Why wouldn't they?
I'm telling you, you're not doing that.
You're trying to elevate the women, and you're trying to
make
it.
This match does more to elevate the women than any singles title match could.
Oh,
you know what you do? You have the champions sitting at ringside for the match with the belts, like in fucking high fucking class black tie affair gear. There you go.
And then Alicia Fox gets to win the Royal Rumble and pick who she wants to wrestle. And
Alicia Fox should win the Royal Rumble. Or no, her belly button should.
Ugh. I could care less about this.
Couldn't care less.
Shocker.
If you say you could care less, that means you could care less. You say you couldn't care less.
I care like this much, and I could care a lot less.
You couldn't care less.
Even though it's a rumble?
Look, I'm all in.
Train wreck.
I'll watch it, but I'm going to watch it, and I'm just going to shake my head the whole fucking time.
Somebody get Freight Train at ringside. We need the choo-choo sound effect.
I hope it goes over really well. We get some, in 20 years, there's some little girl that watched the Women's Royal Rumble and she
said, fuck this.
She decided to be a professional wrestler.
This is an awful idea.
It's just not, for me.
Yeah, some 5-year-old girl, and then she looks at the TV and goes, what the fuck? And then her dad, Phil, like, looks at her and goes, what, you don't want to wrestle?
What if Ronda Rousey is in it?
That's even worse. You want to know why? Because the last memory I have of Ronda Rousey, she can't see straight, and she's laying on the floor looking up at the ground because she got knocked the fuck out.
Twice.
That's why it's taking all this time for her to be in
the WWE.
But
no, Matt, the four horsewomen, they're going to have a big showdown.
I don't care.
Let's not go down this rabbit hole again.
No, they're not. They can't even use the fucking name. They can't use the name.
Whoa. Cody Rhodes can't be Cody Rhodes, but they're going to hijack the name of the Four Horsewomen.
If they are the Four Horsewomen, Sarah Jessica Parker needs to be their manager.
Because
she looks like a horse.
She looks like a foot in a horse.
I don't care about that. I mean, look, it's a rumble. It's great. It appeals to people, I guess. Women, little
creepers.
Girls. I don't know.
It's like, no, it's not. It's not. I mean, yes, it is.
It's creepers.
All right.
How old are you?
34.
34-year-old Kevin Garifo. Can you honestly say you're going to go back and watch a battle royal from MSG from the 80s knowing that there's nothing at stake? It's just a battle royal.
I do that all the time.
No, there's a women's title
match. You watch battle royals all the time. Not Royal Rumbles.
Battle royals. Old school battle royals from 91, 92, from the ones from London, the ones from MSG. When they would do the 40-man battle royals, when they included jobbers in it, I watch them all.
I love
battle royals.
How many battle royals?
World War III was one of my favorite pay per views.
But there was a stip like those.
But I'm saying that was just to amplify how
those,
I feel about
like,
battle royals.
World War III, all the Royal Rumbles. Like I'll watch those because the winner gets something. The battle royal at like WrestleMania 4,
the one in London, they got the Cummerbund Trophy or whatever it was, the cup.
That's about as relevant as the UK title right now.
Yeah, what is going on with that? Where's the UK show they've been hyping?
They have no money.
Who?
WWE.
Well, why are they running a football league now?
It's under look, they don't have, they cut back on pyro, this, that, the other thing. They're hurting.
You're telling, no, they're not hurting. You're not a battle royal guy at all?
There has to be a meaning of it. Like Monday Night Raw, when it was like, the battle royal for then the last two standing fought for the Intercontinental Championship.
Which is a great idea that they need to bring back.
I thought that was awesome. Awesome. You want to do a battle royal for a number one contendership for the U.S. title? Do it. You want to have a battle royal at Madison Square Garden just to have one? Sorry. I don't care.
Loved it.
Battle royals
because
are fun.
Is there any, is, like,
you know what it is about
Danny Davis
royal?
Never won a battle royal, did he?
Maybe. It's possible.
I mean, Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the first ball. He was a bigger star.
But the point that, I mean, I always enjoy watching a battle royal. And you know what the great thing about it? When nothing's on the line, you don't know who's going to win.
And it's a great way to it's
but not even elevation, just for fun. Just like, watching some rum-dum you'd never imagine would win actually win.
The Saturday Night's
Hercules.
Main event.
Hercules won the one that Hogan and Andre had their big confrontation in. Would you ever thought in a million years Hercules would have won that battle royal?
And if you go to 91-92, when Tatanka debuted, and the British Bulldog came back, winning these battle royals kind of meant something. Even when you had bigger name stars in it, and you come out and you like Undertaker's in one, but Undertaker gets eliminated by like the Legion of Doom or something like that, and then. The British Bulldog.
Do we have Dominic the Donkey with him, please, for the holiday?
Oh, God.
Do you have the Dominic the Donkey on the soundboard? Please say you do, because I don't
think totally forgot about that.
I know. Here we go.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas Donkey. La la la.
That was the first thing I thought of when I heard that sound.
That's
Seymour.
When played at the right time, that's the most amazing drop we have.
Well, you don't have to play it now, but this works.
Well, they announced Kurt Angle announced the main event for the Royal Rumble.
Oh, okay, that's why we're playing this?
Yes. Brock Lesnar against Kane, Braun Strowman in a triple threat match.
Oh, wonderful.
No opinion.
Oh, why was Roman Reigns pulled off of everything this weekend?
That's a good. I haven't gotten any.
Was he pulled?
Yeah, yes. He disappeared from everything. Advertising, like statements, everything.
Although I did hear him.
He's supposed to be back next week. I just thought he was just had another obligation.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
I heard a commercial for him against Cena at MSG for the holiday tour the other day.
Probably.
Yeah. But no, I did see that come across one of the websites that he got pulled off of a bunch of promotions and stuff. And he wasn't on TV last night.
I did read that he's scheduled to be on TV next week.
And Dean Ambrose is getting some sort of surgery on his arm, isn't he?
He fucked his arm up, huh?
It's kayfabe, bro.
It's kayfabe?
Yeah. He actually has an arm injury, but it was not caused last night.
What do we got from Raw? Seth Rollins beat Jason Jordan in an almost 20-minute match.
Who gives a shit?
They're really
don't.
They're really giving Jason Jordan a lot of spotlight.
Doesn't deserve it. Not getting over. Make him a heel or get him out.
Well, it's a slow build, Tony.
It's not a slow build. It's a bullshit build.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel about Jason.
Oh, can I take a survey? Yeah. Should I update to iOS 11.2.1?
I already did.
Oh, well, I
refuse all those updates.
That's probably why it looks like Kevin's phone when you take a picture. Looks like it's in the fucking Sahara Desert in the middle of a sandstorm.
That's right.
What else? Oh.
It's called art, Matt.
Oh, my apologies. Art to me is when I have fucking explosive diarrhea. I just leave it in the bowl for my wife.
That's right.
Finn, he lost, he got in a match against Curtis Axel, Bo Dallas. He won by DQ, and we got the debut of Hideo Itami.
That's right.
Yay.
Big round of applause. It looked like the crowd could give a shit less.
Was it that bad?
Yeah.
Who debuted?
It looked like it.
But it was ironic. Not ironic. That's a bad word for it. It's weird that they had him debut that way, but he's going to be shifted immediately to 205 Live, which is weird.
Yay, 205. I heard that Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt yes. are going to be wrestling on 205.
That is true. On the tour. On the tour.
On the tour. What?
Because the ticket sales are awful from what I've read.
The ticket sales have been abysmal.
That's why they're doing that, and they're also... That's why Hideo Itami is... That's why they... Oh, that's what it was. That's what I read. That they put him in this feud to try to boost interest in the 205 Live because he came out and helped Finn Balor, so that'll help maybe move tickets because it makes him seem more important than...
God damn!
Woo! I mean, I know. I get it.
Terrible. But, terrible, terrible, terrible.
I was upset to see... Drew Gulak lose the number one contender show.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
I didn't. I thought they were going to.
I thought they were going really to.
I thought they were
going
to run. I mean, I think they still will.
For now, anyway. Imagine yeah. Gulak gets his WrestleMania moment.
Well, the way the match ended, Enzo was ringside doing commentary, and then he got a text message on his phone, and he got up and left, and that distracted Gulak.
So Gulak may have an ongoing story.
Yeah.
Don't count it out yet.
I'm not, and I think he's the most entertaining person on the show.
Dude, imagine Gulak gets a title shot at WrestleMania.
We'll see how they work Hideo Itami into this situation. And Rockstar Spud is also now going to make his first appearance
fuck those
tonight.
Guys.
Oh, they really do.
He's in Newark. There were pictures posted of him arriving at the Prudential Center.
Sure, it wasn't a crackhead.
Nope, it was Rockstar
small British dude.
Nah, I mean it's possible, but his suit was too nice, dude.
You sure it wasn't Billy Corgan, whatever his name is?
Have you watched Raw?
Billy Norton.
Have you watched Raw?
No.
Bro, you got to watch. I know you hate Nia Jax because you fat shame her all the time because you're a piece of dog shit.
I don't fat shame her. I don't think she's as gorgeous as you guys think she is.
The stuff with her and Enzo is gold.
I'm sure it is. Great. Good
watch
for her.
Watch it. Put some fucking socks on.
Have they? How was the? I saw they did a backstage thing Kevin. With the two of them. And Tony, don't fucking start. With the...
Enzo and Nia.
And Gulak was in it too.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Dude, that combination is comedy.
So Enzo goes to the back and Nia's there. She's smiling. And they kind of strike up a little conversation. And they're trying to talk about the DM that they sent each other. And then Gulak walks in with a tissue up his bloody nose and just ruins the moment.
How awesome.
I was trying. Oh, that's right.
It was awesome. And then Nia's like, check on your friend, and she walked off. Maybe they'll talk later. And Enzo looks so heated at Gulak.
Well, they gotta figure out some sort of pun for to incorporate cock blocking with what Drew Gulak is doing.
It's a Gulak attack. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's a PowerPoint presentation.
You're welcome. Speaking of Enzo, did you hear he got in a little trouble with the DMV in Delaware?
I think that's awesome. The way he signs his name.
That's fucking... It's awful.
What?
It's just awful.
He draws a dick?
He draws a dick. He's got a drawing of a dick on his license where his signature's supposed to be.
Say what?
Yeah, and the DMV in Delaware, because didn't he post it on Twitter?
I didn't see a dick.
No, dude, look at it again. So the DMV in Delaware actually called him to tell him to come change, that he has to come in and get a new license or they were going to suspend him or some horseshit nonsense. And he's like, this is how I've always signed my name, bro. Yeah, I'm sure his WWE contract... Has that?
Oh, all right. that is a penis.
It's a penis.
Looks nothing like Enzo, but I mean, if you're gonna fight it, go nuts, bro.
It's
hysterical.
It's
technically it's a government document. I'm just saying.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm just saying.
The fucking lawyer in you.
All right. So what else happened on Raw?
Cesaro, Sheamus, and Joe beat Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and Jason Jordan.
How do they play up the Revival return?
Fuck the Revival, Kevin.
Kevin, fuck them.
Did they do anything with them or no? They just had a match?
No, they showed up and they beat Rhino and Heath Slater.
We have to toughen
Yay!
Up. We have to toughen up.
I guess.
I can't believe Rhino and Heath Slater are still a thing.
Well, there was a segment with Kurt Angle where Kurt Angle was like, with 2018 coming, you have to change your attitude and Rhino. They might be turning heel, but whatever.
And they did a thing where Titus O'Neil, Apollo Crews, and Dana Brooks... watch from backstage, and Dana Brooks is biting off Miss Hancock hard.
Great.
But she had the glasses on and everything? Miss Hancock or Terry Runnels gimmick?
No, it was Miss Hancock. She was dressed like her, very similar to her when she was Miss Hancock.
Gotcha.
Elias was out. He played some music. I love me some Elias.
Was it Christmas music?
Yeah, Jingle Bells.
Great.
Bailey came out and tried to hug him, and he declined. He wanted no part of Bayley. And then they had that women's tag match that kind of just ended in a schmoz. And that's where Stephanie announced.
Stephanie had a schmozina.
Announced it was the Royal Rumble, the Women's Royal Rumble.
I hate Stephanie so much. I just do.
Got a tweet from the Prince of Pro here.
Yeah, it's a very interesting tweet, actually.
I want to read it. It started off good.
All right, well, while you read that.
It says,
you got it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
This is from our pal, True Prince of Pro, at Twitter. You talk about how good the Cruiserweight stuff with Drew and Enzo has been, but if you watch the Hulu version of Raw, the Cruiserweight stuff is always cut off the show.
Because they want to make you watch 205 Live, right? Maybe? Wrong?
Maybe.
No, that's a good point.
That's I didn't think about it.
Vince probably looks back at Raw and goes, what is this? Get this off of my show, damn it.
And it is good. It's the Cruiserweight division is not... I mean, it's weird, but it's good.
No, the Cruiserweight division is meh. The characters that are part of the Cruiserweight division that are trying to make a name for themselves are doing okay.
Well, it's the two of them, and then it's background, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's all you can really do when you have a division of only so many people and you can't... See, now, what would you guys... Remember the tail on the WCW, and they introduced the tag titles?
Yeah.
Would you do that for the 205 Live?
Nope.
You don't think that would give...
Nope, and I also would never do that for the women either. Never, ever, 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 ever.
All right.
You say never.
Your work.
How many women we can't even scrounge together for a Royal Rumble, for Christ's sake? We're gonna make tag belts and two sets of tag belts? You know how awful the Knockouts tag belts were? ODB and Eric Young were the tag champs.
That's a good point.
The last ones, and they held the belt for like 400 days before they were officially forgotten.
Well, China was the Intercontinental Champion.
Well, good for her. Medusa was the Cruiserweight Champion. Should we want to bring Medusa back? I don't think so.
Hell yeah.
Stupidity, man. She's hot as shit, dude.
She was big old
them
tits.
Tig old bitties.
Big old boobies.
What are you playing, Jeopardy over here?
Milk.
No, I hit the wrong button.
Oh, boo.
Did you guys catch NXT on the USA?
Nope.
It's on USA, USA week.
USA?
Namaste. Namaste
no,
week.
Didn't
Namaste.
See it.
But a lot of things of note.
Ugh.
They're developing the number one contender, right, with a series of matches.
Correct.
Why can't they just have somebody step up and be the next challenger?
Well,
why does it always have to be an awful, this is for the number one contendership?
Well, if you shut your pie hole, Drew Galloway got hurt.
I understand that. And almost won the title.
Yeah, what'd you call him?
Somebody almost.
Samba Somos?
Samba Simba's kid.
Samba Simba won the NXT championship.
The only thing that was very interesting was Aleister Black pinned Adam Cole to advance.
Clean?
Yes. Into the fatal four-way.
Great. Piss on Alvin Cole already.
Adam Cole. And no, they're not pissing on him.
Yeah, well, they made him lose.
I mean, you can't push both of them. They're both... I mean, and your champion's a heel right now.
This is why you don't have number one contender matches.
Well, your champion's a heel.
You just have Adam Cole step up and go, baby, I want the title shot, baby.
Adam Cole, baby.
There you go. That's all he's got to do. He's Adam fucking Cole. And they go, oh, who do you think you are? And then his boys come up, and then they're like, yo, we're the champs too. We want him to be the champ. What's up?
Spoiler alert, bro.
Oh, for real?
Hasn't happened yet.
Oh, for real? It's happening?
Tomorrow night. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't know this.
Oh, they've been posting it all over the place.
I'm booking NXT this year, bitch.
Ah!
Kevin, by the way,
I seriously didn't know. Like, you could stare at me. I honestly didn't know.
Oh, thanks for giving us permission to look at you.
No, Kevin kind of gave
me
a look.
You have no choice
in
the matter. Well, no, because I don't know. Usually try to catch up with NXT.
No,
like
Kevin's staring at me like he's either a genius or he's trolling me, and I have no idea.
I have no idea what's going on.
I like your cease and desist t-shirt.
Oh, man.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know what's going on.
Couple shits from Impact. Things you need to know. Laura Van Ness beat Rosemary to win the vacant Knockout Championship.
Good for her.
Zack Ryder's crushing that.
Is he?
Zack Ryder's crushing
Rosemary
Van
Ness.
No, Laurel Van Ness.
Step up from the koala
Chelsea Green.
Bear.
God bless him.
No.
Really? What? Yeah.
Step up from the koala bear.
Yeah. You don't think Laurel Van Ness is better than koalas?
See the koala bear at WrestlePro February 3rd.
Laurel Van Ness is awesome. She's got a great gimmick. She's got a great personality. There you go.
We're not talking gimmick. Or personality.
All right.
Laurel Van Ness or Nia Jax?
Dick knows.
No, I want to know.
Right.
Laurel Van Ness or Nia Jax?
But I don't want to miss this.
No.
Back up the truck.
Why are we backing up?
Because you went, she has a great personality.
Every time Nia Jax backs up, you hear beep.
Kevin, can I have another
beep.
Angry Orchard, please? That is, you're rude.
What?
That was rude. That was rude.
Was it Bobby Roode?
That was rude.
That was funny.
Very rude. How do you know Laurel Van Ness has a great personality? It's her gimmick.
I know. It's awesome. When she was crying when Braxton Sutter left her at the altar, and she was going, the son. Really? When she's going, the sun will come out. I fucking lost it. I'm like, how great
is it? It's her gimmick. It's not her personality. Yeah, you don't know what her personality is like.
Jason Jordan has a gimmick, and he sucks. Yeah,
he might have the greatest personality in the world.
He's awful.
You don't know that.
He's awful. They should team up with Darren Young, and they could be the white Cena and the white Kurt Angle.
Or
the
black, I'll see what he's doing. KM continues to try and be part of the American top team. He tried to save Dan Lambert, and James Storm kicked him in the face.
Why is this UFC Ultimate Fighting, whatever these assholes are?
It's the
still,
Bobby Lashley Moose.
Why thing. Are they still a thing?
Still a thing.
And can I ask you this?
Sure.
A friend of the show, Fala Bob, posted a picture that there's a three-way dance coming up that he's involved in for the Impact Grand Championship.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a boxing match that was a three-way?
No.
So how are you going to have a match that's scored by rounds as a three-way dance?
They'll figure it out.
And how are you going to pin somebody in a three-minute round if there's another guy there that's going to break it up?
Stranger things have happened.
It's nuts, dude. All about Fala. Hope he wins the title. Hope they actually strap the rocket to his big ass. But I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I guess it's one of those wait-and-see moments like in everything in wrestling, right?
Yeah, buddy. I got a couple news and notes before we get to opening Christmas presents.
Great.
You posted on Facebook the other day, Ring of Honor has unveiled a bunch of new titles.
Yes.
They also announced at the pay-per-view Friday night that they will be having a tournament to crown the first ever woman champion, the Woman of Honor. So that'll be pretty cool. Thoughts on the belts?
The belts are awesome looking. I think the Ring of Honor belt is pretty cool. I mean, I didn't really find fault with the last one, but I think... Honestly, it's a step up. It's a big belt. It looks like a championship. It legit looks like a championship. I like the fact that they stood with the nameplate.
When are they going to change the TV belt?
The TV belt is the shits.
It's awful.
It's the shits. That six-man design, that's got to go. Not the six-man belt.
I don't think I've ever seen that belt.
No, the TV belt is designed like the old WCW six-man titles.
Oh, okay. That little thin plate.
Yep. That was the Hulk Hogan belt with the picture on it that lasted for all
that
like
plate
3 weeks.
That plate had to have been bigger.
Oh, for Hogan, sure.
Yeah.
But
okay. Oh, yeah, I did see that. Okay, I've seen that.
You know what I miss? Ring of Honor for a short while had the one that looked like a shield. It kind of looked like the Chikara shield, but it was like taller. And fatter.
Like the IWGP belt?
Kind of, yeah. It's sort of like that. I thought it was a cool look, but they got rid of it pretty quick.
Hmm.
So is Veda Scott coming out of retirement to win the Women of Honor Championship?
No. Boo. No, you have Brandi Rhodes, Deonna Pazuzu.
Pazuzu. She's on Team Pazuzu?
Jenny Rose, Jesse Brooks, Kelly Klein, Mandy Leon, Stella Gray, Sumi Sasaki. Yeah.
Sumi Sakai?
Yes. Stardom's Mayu Iwatani.
Wasn't Sumi Sakai the one that handled Jushin Liger when he comes to the States?
Yes. She handles everybody.
And Watanabe, too.
Watanabe.
Who is something else now.
He's evil.
Yeah.
Wait, he's evil or his name is evil?
He's evil. He's part of the
Los Ingrenobles
of Japón.
Japanones.
Jalapeno. Jalapeno.
Are they feuding with Roppongi Vice?
No. Roppongi? Yeah. Can we talk New Japan?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
What is Roppongi 3K? Sho and Yo.
That is, they were the, so.
Roppongi Vice was Trent and Ricky,
Rocky Romero.
Rocky Romero.
So what they do, their big thing in Japan, is they'll take a team and they'll send them off to the States, to the UK, whatever, to work. And then they'll bring them back with a brand new gimmick. So they worked in Ring of Honor as the Tempura Boys.
Right.
And they actually they worked a dark match at last year's final battle that we missed because we were downstairs.
Oh, okay.
They came back. They redid their gimmick. Rocky Romero is now the manager because he's not wrestling. And they're just the Roppongi 3.3.
3K.
Whatever.
And let me ask you this.
Yes.
All right. So you have the Killer Elite Squad, who are the tag champs, correct?
IWGP tag champs.
They are facing Sonata and Evil.
Correct.
But now you also have the Never Open Weight Six-Man Tag Team Championship, which also features Sonata and Evil. Did I read that right?
Wait, Never Open Weight? Is that...
That's like... I don't know. I honestly...
Is that a New Japan title?
Yeah. I remember...
But did that come out of like Evolve or something like that? No. Or come out of like somewhere else?
I remember they did a tournament for it, and I believe the final...
Who's the ones that got like the open the Freedom Gate and open the closed
gate?
That
was Dragon Gate.
They're not around anymore?
Dragon Gate is no... That was... Gabe had his hands on that, so they brought it over here. This Dragon Gate USA.
Yes.
Now they're just specifically back to Dragon Gate in Japan.
Did Dragon Gate USA get a...
What's not the gate? It's open weight, I think. Is it open weight or open...
It's never the open weight championship.
I don't know. It all sounds the same
okay.
to me.
So Dragon Gate is now... It was originally a Japanese company.
And then Gabe brought part
and
of it here.
And then Gabe did it over here, and then Gabe took Dragon Gate and merged it with Evolve.
Okay.
Because he was running into a lot of problems getting guys' visas cleared to come over here.
Okay.
So that's where you get like BB Hulk and Yamato and all
Where's
those guys.
Where's BB Hulk?
That's where we met Yoohoo Nation.
Yes.
Yoo-hoo.
He's working Dragon Gate still.
I haven't heard that name in years.
Never Open Weight Championship is a New Japan thing. Never is an acronym for New Blood, Evolution, Velanity?
Sounds very WCW.
Eternal and Radical.
Great. Wonderful.
So
you know how many times I'm going to pronounce that?
Never.
Never.
All right.
And I'm sure I butchered that.
Because I have it. Killer Elite Squad.
Against Sonata and Evil. You're never open weight six-man tag champions.
Oh, that's a four-way. That's
Bad
a
Luck Fale and Guerrillas of Destiny defend against Ishii, Toriano, Beretta, Togi Makabe, Juice Robinson, Takahashi, Michael Elgin, and War Machine, Zack Sabre Jr. Yeah.
Why are there so many
Suzuki
white people
Gun or whatever?
It's a gauntlet match.
I could have sworn I saw... Okay. I probably just read it wrong or got to a bum site.
You may have saw some of the events leading up to...
Maybe that's what it was.
What we're getting to on Wrestle Kingdom, which is January 4th.
And I will avoid spoilers because I will watch it on Access on January 6th.
That's right. They're going to do a three-hour special with the top matches to be shown.
Oh, just the
top matches.
Oh, yeah, because this show is like a five-hour show.
Here's your full lineup. The main event. This is what the main event is.
Okada.
Just in case you missed it. Okada against Naito.
Right.
All right. And then that's underneath that is the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship match. Omega against Jericho. And now a no DQ match.
Wait, Okada and Naito is for the championship.
The
though,
IWGP
right?
Heavyweight Championship. But it is largely overshadowed in the American professional wrestling world by Jericho and Omega.
It's like how WrestleMania always has a main event that outshines the title match.
Are you a fan of the U.S. belt?
Like how it looks?
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I think it's a little much.
I think it's too much that they even brought this in as a championship, to be honest.
There's seven out of all these, there's like seven championships on this show.
And then on top of that, like they gave it to Omega. If you're not going to put the world title on Omega, he doesn't need another championship.
But that's like, you know how we kind of talked about on the Ring of Honor show about how when you have a TV title and the world title from ECW mean the same thing? It's kind of like the same thing now with Ring of Honor. I feel like that's kind of their deal with this.
I don't know. What
I'll
about
tell
the Intercontinental belt? Wasn't that more prestigious at one point?
Isn't that more of a cruiserweight belt now?
Is it?
I don't know.
Tanahashi and Jay White, yes.
Yeah.
They're more cruiserweight.
Yeah. But have you seen Jay White?
More prestigious.
Jay White probably weighs about the same as Kevin.
That's right. I'm to challenging next at Final Battle. At Fastlane.
Mm. Tell you how much.
I'm actually going to be in the Women's Royal Rumble.
You're in Final Lane.
I'm in the Final Lane. Uber style.
Jay White weighs 198 pounds.
Whenever you say Jay White, I think of JYD.
No, JYD. Jay White.
No, I'm going to crash my car.
So he's challenging Tanahashi for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship. To go back to your U.S., it's easier to send Omega because he probably has a working visa in the States. So when you do these big IWGP matches, and these like they're coming back in March.
He doesn't need a title, though.
He doesn't need a title, but you know what?
Why not defend it on a Ring of Honor show? Or does he work Pro Wrestling Guerrilla?
Not anymore.
He can't.
He doesn't need. I don't know. He doesn't need.
But you
got to.
I mean, he's a white dude. He's a guy jailed over there. They probably don't care that he's Canadian. They just assume he's American.
He's a Jay White dude.
Two Canadians fighting over the United States Championship in Japan.
There you go.
It's pretty wild.
Your IWGP Junior.
You find the irony in that? That's weird.
Well, the U.S. Championship's been around. Like the WCW, WWE version of the U.S. Championship has been around forever. How many Canadians have held it? A million.
But you're missing the point.
I know, I get your point.
It's like when Taz, a WWF contracted wrestler,
yes.
takes on Mike Awesome.
A WCW contracted wrestler.
For the ECW Championship in an ECW ring.
No, I get
Come on, worlds are colliding, Kevin. Bear with me. Come on, right. Jump aboard.
You're being silly.
Of course I am.
Have another mic.
Can I finish running down the IWGP? Yes.
Oh, God, you're not done yet?
Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about Wrestle Kingdom?
People ask us why we don't talk about New Japan more. We're giving it to them.
Tony's miserable.
We're just giving them a rundown of a card that's going to happen like in 3 weeks.
But we're having a question and answer. What I'm asking him, he's not only informing me, but talking about what our audience wants to hear.
Yeah, right now Phil's jacking off and everybody else is like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Mega Powers is going to Japan. Isn't he going to Wrestle Kingdom?
I think he's already there.
He might be. I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Neither here nor there. The IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Marty Scurll defends against Ospreay, Kushida, and Takahashi.
Big fan of the Scurll.
Get on that. And Takahashi's got Daryl. I want to say he's got Daryl.
Daryl.
Never Openweight Championship match. Suzuki defends against Hirooki Goto in a hair versus hair match.
Wait, so it's not only for the belt, it's for a hair? It's
yeah,
for hair.
Buddy.
Woo! Taking it up a notch.
You mentioned the IWGP tag titles, the junior heavyweight tag titles, Sho and Yo defend against the Bucks.
Sho and Yo?
Yeah.
Roppongi 3K. We just talked about this.
Sho and Yo?
Yeah. They're...
Right. Keep going.
Why aren't they the Sho Yo Express?
Because they're
Roppongi. Do you get gummy bears and chocolate chips with that?
Because they put him with Rocky Romero because Rocky Romero has clout and he's a
Rocky Road and Froyo.
I hate you so fucking much.
I do too. Keep going.
Kota Ibushi wrestles Cody. And what was
Kota
be,
and Cody?
That match, I'm actually looking
forward to. Why aren't they
a
team? Why aren't they the Koyo connection?
Oh, fuck you.
Kev, you want me to bring this down? I'll bring it down a level.
All right.
So our friend and past guest of the show, Justin Credible, he had a little hiccup Friday night.
Yeah.
If you're out there, you're a wrestling fan, you've seen the video. A big fuck you to Blitzkrieg.
Yes, the Polish Wrestling Federation, Blitzki
no.
Pro.
Fuck Blitzkrieg Pro and the people that run that show. There was 100 different ways you could have gone about it without embarrassing the man.
I agree.
And doing what you did, it was fucking unprofessional. And it was unprofessional for him to get in the ring in the state he was in, but he's at a crossroads in his life, and it's not acceptable, and I don't think what he did is good. But he clearly is crying out for help.
Yeah.
For you
he said as much when he was speaking on the mic.
Yes.
For you to call him names and call him a piece of shit and a drug addict and a drunkie in front of your fans, it's fucking poor. A
lot of blame to go around in that one. And did you watch his YouTube?
Yes.
He takes all the blame, which
of course,
is the right thing to do.
But he's always been good about that. The problem is getting to that point where he doesn't have to take the blame. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I'm not going to totally shit on them because that's a tough situation to be in all around.
It is, but it's
easy. It could have been handled a lot better.
It's easy to see how people handled Scott Hall. It's easy to see how people handled
Bundy.
Jake the Snake. But no, but all those guys were like dicks. Like, yeah. He wasn't coming out being a dick. He was just like, give me a mic.
He just wanted to talk.
You could have easily handled
that. But again, that could have been taken out of context. I'm sorry to cut you off. Could have been, we said this before the show, whether or not that, because you could hear the in the fan video, your fan said, yeah, I went up to him before. He told me to suck a D, whatever, suck a dick, whatever. Like, he clearly was a problem prior to what he did.
And that's fine. We talked about it before. There's ways. We've all dealt with somebody who's had too many drinks. There's a way.
Yeah.
And Tony said, just somebody go in the ring, raise his hand, just incredible. You put your arm around him, and you just walk him out.
Now, whether or not he would have accepted that, we don't know. Was he in that bad a state where he wouldn't appreciate it anything but his way?
But look, I think we know PJ a little better than most do.
Right, and agreed.
He's not like a belligerent, like evil guy when he's drunk.
No.
You know?
Agreed. But
you probably could have taken better. And these are professional wrestlers. It's not like, you know, you're just sending a bunch of jabrones in there to talk to the guy, right. You know?
But when you're not there, you don't know.
Right. And I don't want people to get it twisted like, oh, but you saw the video, like he was drunk. Yes,
yeah,
he was 100%
absolutely
in the wrong.
Yes.
100% in the wrong. But everybody's at fault in this party.
He did the same thing at the Extreme Rising show. And he came on with us a couple days later and he told us the same exact thing. He was absolutely 100%
in the
wrong.
It's just the playing, the music, the goodbye. And he's like, they're like, have sympathy for somebody who's hurting. Like, you really felt for him then. Again, at that point, he probably doesn't even remember saying that. Listen.
Well, he's been reminded because now that fucking tape is
out. So, like, again, long story short, he was 100% wrong, but they could have handled it better. That's really all there is to say about it.
Did you get the crux of his video, though? He's going down to Atlanta.
Yeah, he is.
To go feel the bang!
I don't think he's actually going now. I think DDP is just helping him keep a log about stuff.
No, I thought he was packed up and
he said
never
actually
going.
Said whether or not he was going.
I thought he said he had a bag packed.
He did say he had a bag. I thought he was going. Under the assumption he was going to, but we could always do some digging after the show. And I want
to reach out to him.
I want to give props to JT Dunn, former guest of the show. JT is a recovering addict. He's been clean for a couple years now, and this is all public knowledge. He said it himself. He went out of his way Saturday afternoon to try and get in touch with Justin Credible.
Yeah.
And I reached out to him, and I gave him some information. He's just looking out for the guy.
And you got to respect that, because that was clearly a cry for help. That was, and whether or not Justin or PJ knows JT Dunn or they know, I don't even know. But JT's been through it.
That's the weird thing, too, man. Like, you guys just spoke to him not even 2 weeks ago.
He sounded as fine as you would ever imagine.
But that's what I mean. Like we started getting friendly with him. He started doing his Pro Wrestling 101. We were carrying it on the network for a while. And, like, I just my heart breaks for the guy.
That's it, dude. It's a nasty disease. You know, you've been around me. Almost my whole life.
We've dealt with it a few different ways.
You've been at my house, and my father is one way at the beginning of the day, and then 45 minutes later, he's crushed like six beers. Now he's a complete fucking jerk off.
Yeah, come arrest me. Come on.
It's an awful disease, and people have it.
Right.
You know?
I know we joke a lot about how, like, you know, I drink a lot, which I do. It's true. But it's not like that. Like, when you get to a place where Justin is or where JT Dunn was, that's not funny. Like, you know what I mean? That's like serious, legit addiction. Like, and it should not be joked about. And I agree with JT Dunn 100%. He said salvation through sobriety is the hardest thing you could ever possibly do. And again, kudos to him. And we wish nothing but the best for PJ, Justin Credible. And I hope that he gets, I hope DDP helps him. So
if anyone can do it, it's DDP, man.
And maybe JT too, because JT's been there, you know, like you said, tenfold. So there it is.
There we go. I like them apples.
Awesome. You guys want to celebrate Christmas?
Do I?
No.
Did you guys hear Sam Roberts' podcast with JR?
Nope. No.
And JR like rattled off a list of names he would like to see. Oh, first, did you hear that Ricochet and War Machine are potentially
WWE
on the way
bound.
To WWE? To NXT anyway. So I think that's a big story, which kind of you know, you want to do Christmas?
Well, we got to set Christmas up, so keep going.
All right. Which kind of, like, Sam Roberts asked JR, who would he like to see come back or go to WWE?
Who wants Eddie's present?
ow. And he said they should hold on to Jericho, obviously, and which I think they will. And my thing is, and he said the Young Bucks, he said Cody would obviously be welcome back. But, like, out of these guys, like, what scenario would you like to see, like, a CM Punk return in? Like, how would you do his return? How would you do Cody's return?
How would I do his return?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, would it be WrestleMania and that's it? Would it be, like, who would you put him, who would be the first guy you put him with if he came back? Cena?
I don't know. Roman Reigns.
Okay. Roman Reigns.
Cody, if you're going
to. What about Cody? Let's do Cody.
If you're going to bring Cody back, it has to be, you have to work that angle as that he's like in, like the invasion thing, like the Young Bucks did.
It's everybody. Like it's.
Yeah. So, but you got to start with the big dog. Roman's the big dog, whether we like it or not. So.
Now let me ask you this. Out of any of these guys, like say if Cody came back, do you think he'd be in the main event picture of like a WrestleMania?
Nope.
Not for long.
Nope. Probably, I don't think WWE sees him
probably
as a main
not.
Event guy.
So do you think he had the same objective as like a Drew McIntyre who left thinking that he'd do better on the indies and then come back and be a major star, even though he's NXT, but you know what I mean? Like, did Cody leave because he was unhappy with the Stardust stuff and he thought he could be a better performer as himself and then come back and be a main eventer?
Did I miss something? Is he going back?
No. This was just who Jim Ross on Sam Roberts' podcast said who he'd like to see WWE bring back.
Well, he's doing that because he likes Dusty Rhodes. That's why.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that's it. Cody Rhodes is a freaking
I don't think Cody Rhodes ever made an event to WrestleMania.
I think Cody's better off staying on the independents.
Yep.
I got to finagle some stuff here.
Kevin's doing some finagling.
Kevin doesn't wrap gifts.
I don't. I put them in bags.
And then you got to give the bag back.
Oh, for real?
You can keep them. We
keep the bags. Yeah. Good.
Listen.
All your gifts are in boxes. I don't give a shit what you do with the boxes. FYI. What else did you have, Kevin? I'm sorry. I know you got your hands full.
No, it's fine. I kind of brought up a topic without any real backbone to it. It was just about, in what scenario would you see the certain people, coming in? Like a Ricochet or
It's so hard to say. Like, Ricochet's got to be a 205 guy. Who knows where War Machine goes?
Yes, who knows?
That's yours.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I'll put that on the floor.
Thank you, Kevin. You want to put it on the no claim pile over here? The one for what's his nuts?
Give him the T3.
I'll totally do it.
No, you can't give Eddie's gifts to T3.
Why? Kevin brought him alcohol?
No, you just can't.
Yeah, I think he did.
Except for Eddie's, there was alcohol in both of your gifts.
Whose bag was that? Was that Tony's or Eddie's?
That's Tony's. Eddie's is still here.
It's Tony's. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's Eddie's pile over there.
All right, well, I'll put it over there later.
All right. Are we going to open some Christmas presents here?
Yes.
All right. You got the music going?
Yes. You don't like my music?
No. I want to make sure you got the music going.
Turn it up.
All right. Who's going first?
I'm already knee deep in mine.
All right. Kevin's opening his
gift.
This
is from Tony. Oh, nice. My favorite wrestler who hates me. Mick Foley no-sells me every time I send him a message on Twitter, yet every time Matt does, he gets back to him ASAP.
Well, you did make a rape joke.
That's true. Thank you very much. I actually really do like this shirt.
I actually put thought into the gifts this year. You don't have a Bobby Lashley with no eyes shirt, by the way.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Oh, you got to see what else is in there.
There's something else?
Oh, yeah.
It's a shameful thing. Watch your head. Lonely man, wind up dead. Such gems as Sheamus vs. Randy Orton. I got the Sheamus Superstar Collection.
Oh, boy.
This what bin was this in at?
That was the WWE...
Shop.
I'll tell you what, though. The U.S. Championship match from Raw, Sheamus vs. Daniel Bryan, is actually pretty good.
Don't worry, Matt. You don't have to be jealous.
You fucking lazy shit.
What do you mean lazy?
I got a fucking Sheamus DVD, too.
And it's still bets as to whether or not Eddie got one.
The fucking tracking.
Yeah, I don't understand why they stuck that one on yours.
All right, Tony got me a Bret the Hitman Hart T-shirt.
Yeah, oh, look nice! At that. Looking out.
I can appreciate that.
See, now he doesn't have eyes either. You gonna bitch about that one?
No, because he has the glasses on.
Well, there you go.
Nice,
nice, good call, Tony.
That's very good. Very good first round from all Tony.
Right, you got to open a gift there, Dicko.
All right. I'll start with Kevin's bag of goodness.
Yeah, there's two in there, so you might as well just get them over with.
Oh, Kevin got me a bottle of Rufino. I like this stuff.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Thank you, dude.
You got it, brother.
This means he drank one of them from my liquor cabinet. He's replacing it.
I don't drink wine.
I worked.
But I know you do. So.
I worked a party last night at the restaurant where not only did I get a bottle of wine, but this dude brought Unbroken on DVD for every single person at the party.
No way. Check this out.
Oh, God.
Kevin, who's awesome, got me a Glow Logo t-shirt.
Wow.
That's cool as shit.
That's
dude.
Props to that, Kevin.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it.
I like that. Eddie, what'd you get?
Nothing.
I got
a whole
penis.
Fucking pile of gifts. Go, Kevin.
Yeah, I guess this is me again. This is from Matt.
Christmas time is the best.
Christmas time is here. I told my kid, by the way, while Kevin's opening, about the legend of the puppet show.
Where did you find this?
All right, wait. This must be really good. What is this?
Play it.
Oh, God. For real?
Dummy. Yeah.
And he's even got the flapping mouth, too.
Oh, my God. I wish I talked to him at WrestlePro. And there's another one in here, which I'm going to do both at the same time. That's fine.
All right,
dummy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I like this a lot because I was actually looking at this shirt.
Oh, an Elite shirt.
An
very
Elite
nice.
Shirt. Yes.
Very
and that goes
nice.
Well with what I have on today. I'm coming around. I love, I'm not that I ever didn't like them, but I'm a big, I'm becoming 3 years late to the party, a Bullet Club supermark. So.
That's okay.
That's all right.
This is pretty cool.
You could join
Thank you very much.
Phil and Mandingo's party.
Ah, beautiful.
No, you go ahead. You got
to. Yeah, your turn.
All right, I'll go to the bag.
Go to the bag.
Go to the bag, baby. This is the greatest music ever, by the way.
Put it on loop. Yeah, there's two things in there.
Oh, shit. My bag fell over. I got a little Jack Daniels tasting sample gimmick.
Nice.
Which would be great for the holidays because I hate everybody. I eat my family. They drive me fucking nuts.
Arr. And there's one more in there.
I gotta get in the bag. And then in the bag.
What? What's in the bag?
What's in the box? Oh, nice.
Oh, what is this?
We got a Los Ingrenobles de Japón.
Oh, those guys?
Yeah, we talked about before.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome, Kevin. Thank you.
I didn't want to go like traditional. Like I was going to get you like another Bullet Club shirt. I was just like, nah, I think he'll appreciate this one.
This is awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it.
Tony's going to his gift. The gift of.
It's a Seamus DVD.
Oh, no way.
It is not a Seamus DVD.
Are you guys disappointed by the Seamus DVDs?
Yes.
No.
I am.
Matt got me a copy of 10 Pounds of Gold, revised and expanded second edition, a close-up at the NWA World Championship belt. That's awesome.
That's fucking Corgan's gimmick now, right?
And he taped the wrapping paper to the back of the book.
I always do. It didn't rip the book, did it?
No. It looks it's right, awesome. Then, oh, this is great. Pictures of Harley Race with the original belt with the red strap. This is cool as shit, dude.
That is
Thank
cool.
you very much.
Of course.
I almost don't want to open the rest of them.
Oh, another one.
But I'm going to.
Spoiled me, man.
Yeah, I go big on Christmas, my favorite holiday, so. Kevin and Tony are both ripping through the paper at the same time.
I'll let Kevin go first.
I'll pay for the tab at Egan's.
All right, Kevin's going first. Tired of watching Kevin drink out of that fucking koozie he brings.
The Canada koozie?
Yes.
This is definitely an upgrade. It's a Macho Man purple koozie.
That's pretty cool.
And Woo!
Do you have that one? Kevin does.
I do.
So what?
But I don't mind because the other one kind of shrunk a little bit.
All right.
So this works. I actually had it on as an undershirt today.
No, that doesn't work. Kevin, this works. Matt, you are the king. Wait till you see this shirt. It's a Drew Gulak has no problem shirt.
Oh, my God.
Why is he so hairy?
He's not even. Is that David Starr or Drew Gulak?
Good. You managed to save the best gift for last, Tony. Ruby? Yes.
It's funny how that works out.
It really is. I see your Seamus DVD, and I raise you this.
Oh, no. Boy. Is it a Rusev shirt?
No.
It's his Bobby Lashley shirt from last year.
Last year? That was like 3 fucking years ago.
Was it that long ago?
I don't know. It was a while ago.
Yeah, how many times have you worn it? Oh,
never.
Yeah, none.
You're going to wear the shit out of that, though, whether you like it or not.
No, it's not. Wait.
Is that a Nia Jax t-shirt? It is!
Play it.
He's making me. He got me an I'm not like most girls shirt, and
that is the best.
The hottest. It's hotter than the hot pink. Wait, are we stopping the Christmas music?
Yes.
And it says Nia Jax with a big NJ on the back. This is going right next to my Alexa Bliss shirt.
That is the best. That just made my Christmas.
Now I will tell you, I will actually wear this shirt.
I know you. That's a good shirt.
That's a great shirt. There's an awful sentiment behind you.
God,
why do you hate talking her up so much?
No, I still like her. I think she's a very pretty face.
All right, who wants what for Eddie's gifts?
No, you can't give away Eddie's gifts.
Save Eddie's gifts.
He doesn't know. He's not here. He's not listening.
Yeah, but he knows listen. That we're gonna get. He's getting gifts. Can't give them away. I'm sorry.
Should I leave mine here?
You guys can do whatever you want, unless you think you'll take him. You might see him before
I
do.
What's the plans for next week?
Oh, yeah. We'll worry about that next week. I can tell you this much, though. If we go next week or the week after, there's no rant. They're on after us tonight in about 10 minutes. But they're taking their vacation for the next 2 weeks. So whatever we do the week or next week or the week after, we have like run of the rant.
Oh, cool.
So we could do like a show like every day if we want to?
No. Just that night. Like we can take it easy, Kevin.
I'm saying if we want to.
Fucking broadcast king over here.
If we wanted to, we could.
You'd have to check with the other shows. But
hypothetically.
Yeah, I think even Turnbuckle Throwbacks is going to be off the next couple of weeks. So.
Hmm. All right.
But not this week. They're doing their Christmas Spectacular on Friday from Studio A.
Oh!
That's right. They're traveling over the border and they're coming to NJ. Yes.
I'll tell you what. I'll come out to Studio A for that.
You're going to come out?
I'm not going. I would know, with all due respect to Phil, Staten Island, that one year was great. Too much driving out there, man.
You know what? I was actually planning on going there straight from work. It would have been easier from Manhattan to Staten Island, but hey, they want to come here. Be my guest. Saving me the toll money.
I'm in. I think I'll be here.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Kevin will be doing comedy at the Wawa's.
Kevin will be, yes, with Eddie at the WrestlePro Awards.
So if you're online, go to the WrestlePro.com. They have a voting thing up there.
Yes.
Don't vote for Eddie. Whatever you do.
Yes, please don't. Vote for Coach D. That's who I voted for.
That's also who I voted for.
Awesome. Coach D's going to win. I want him to take his shirt off at the podium when he gets his award.
I'm sure he doesn't have to win to do that.
Yeah.
Just ask him.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous about this. Because last year it went really well.
Oh, Kevin's got sophomore jitters.
Get out of your head, Kevin.
And now I'm like, I have good jokes, but they're not being received well with the people I run them by.
Oh, you mean like us?
No, like, you.
Nothing's better than Kevin going, it's going to be funny in front of the crowd. I guess
it will be. I think it'll be good. Trust me. They'll be there to laugh. They'll be there to have a good time.
Kevin's
going
to kill, dude. Don't listen to Kevin. He's just in his own head.
I always am.
He'll be fine.
I'm not like most girls, Tony.
Oh, Jesus, I hope not.
Brilliant.
He has a penis. I tell you.
Yeah. A couple shits and giggles. LAX, they walked out of House of Glory as the tag champions.
And also the WrestlePro tag
champions. Wait, they walked out?
They won.
Oh, I thought you meant like they won and then they left with the belts and that's it.
I mean, yeah, they.
All right, never mind. Got in the cars I misheard you said. That's fine.
So now LAX now has at least the WrestlePro and the House of Glory Tag Team Championship belts.
Correct.
That's pretty dope.
And pretty dope, right? TNA belts, don't
they? Do they still have. Or
no.
OVE does.
Oh, for real?
Fuck those guys.
No, they're actually all right.
No, they're good guys.
I don't care about them being good guys. They're pretty talented. Good for them.
No, so they could be assholes, but as long as they're...
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah. Nia Jax is an asshole, but I heard she's talented.
Really?
What? I have her shirt, dude. You don't think I support her?
Yeah, I just gave it to you. That's
why.
It was
a gift.
Do you have a Nia Jax shirt?
No.
I rest my case.
I don't really support women's wrestling, so...
You bought the shirt?
Heat. For you.
Heat. Oh, yeah. Heat.
Heat from who?
I don't know. Just, I don't know.
Kevin thinks he's in the locker room.
No.
By the way, Shining Wizards Network, support all the shows. There was a brand new episode of A Genuine Taste of Wrestling with Sean Donovan. He interviewed MJF. By the way, guys, I don't know why, but there's really no rhyme or reason for people putting up these shows lately. So apologies if I'm not keeping up with them. I'm going to try to do a better job. But lots of good stuff. I think a drink with Gino tomorrow. Again, Nigel McGuinness tomorrow at some point. Everybody else, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Radioactive Metal, Inclusive Breakdown. Who else am I missing?
Destruction.
Dipsy.
Destruction 101. Yeah, Sean Donovan.
A Genuine Taste. High Spot Podcast.
Yes, the High Spot Boys. They've been on a tear too, man. They've been interviewing tons of people.
Yeah, they have.
They're working hard.
They even got some side projects they're working on. Like one of the guys has been interviewing like porn stars.
Yeah,
doing
I saw
a little
that.
Side thing on that. That's pretty cool. Support the people that support us. And I guess a shout out to Mark Adam Haggerty, because he's the guy over there that runs B Plus Player. Got a couple of crossover shows with those guys.
That's right.
With him.
Can't beat the crossovers.
Group. No, definitely not. Definitely not. I guess it's about it. Yeah, Nigel McGuinness tomorrow morning. So there you go. Wake up with Nigel. Talking about his baby who's coming soon. So there's
he's
that.
Having a baby?
Yeah, dude, the whole thing of his podcast has been leading up to this parenting deal that he's got with this woman that he met.
He signed a 2-year parenting deal?
No, so like legit, dude. Like, yeah. If you haven't been all in with it, you got to catch up on it. But he's into like the parenting partnership thing and like polyamory. Like,
oh, that's right. I did. Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm tempted. He's always looking for people to write him an email. I'm tempted to write him an email to call
Why
him
not?
Out with some stuff. No, just having a time, dude. And it's like, I'm going to sit down and start writing this letter to this guy. And my wife's going to be like, why are you writing these things to this person?
Well, why not?
My favorite version of Jingle Bells in the background, by the way.
That's right. That's how you close a show with a bang.
We actually do have a show closer. as we pull this train into the station.
Choo-choo!
We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. ShiningWizards.com is the website. ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards If you want to support one of our awesome t-shirts, we get a small percentage back if you go out and purchase one of those.
Yes, please.
If you're a lazy shit and you haven't done any of your Christmas shopping, and you're like an Amazon Prime member, you want to get on that before Monday, go to ShiningWizards.com, click on the Amazon link. We also get a small kickback from that.
But even if you forget and you go, oh shit, and you got to buy something on, say, Tuesday, buy it from us anyway. We'll still get a little bit of the cut.
True that.
Helps us out.
True that. At Wizards Podcast on Twitter.
At Wizards Podcast on Facebook. At Wizards Podcast at gmail.com on the email. Everything is Wizards Podcast.
Yeah, give
you
us
want to find us, Wizards Podcast.
Give us a follow on the Twitter.
Yeah. Instagram, too. Wizards Podcast.
Yeah, that's we'll get there.
Chat us up on Twitter.
At Wizards Podcast.
We love going back and forth and talking with you guys.
At Wizards Podcast.
Collarandelbowbrand.com if you're looking for a cool t-shirt. Check out collarandelbowbrand.com.
Oh, Blue Apron, by the way.
Can you let me finish the fucking plug?
Oh, I thought you were done. I thought we were reading each other here.
At the, when you enter the promo code Wizards at checkout and you'll save 10%. And Blue Apron.
Yeah, click on the banner on our website. Fuck yeah, all the Mexicans haven't killed themselves yet, so we're still
stabbing each other in the parking lot?
In the parking lot, on the conveyor belt, sorting potatoes.
Oh,
Tito Santana's got to get in there and teach him a thing or two.
In the parking lot.
Well, we're not talking about GRA.
No. Well, they don't have that office anymore, but there was stabbings in
the
parking lot.
Too many stabbings. What is it with people giving other people food that makes them want to kill each other?
I don't know. Look, everyone's doing that shit nowadays. I don't know how those fucking companies are still in business.
I don't know.
Kevin, anything for you?
Yeah, at Kevin Garifo on Twitter, at... Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram. I'm actually going to be doing a really cool comedy festival on January 14th. It's actually Stand Up Against Hate. It's a whole day of comedy with a children's show at 2 o'clock, then the Tri-State Stand-Up Showcase, which I'll be a part of, at 5 p.m., and then headlined by McDonald and Carney, Rich McDonald and Joe Carney.
Funny guys.
Who just had an audition with America's Got Talent on
Very
Sunday.
Very funny guys.
So there's that. Guys, it's all about building bridges. Comics from all walks of life, white dudes, black people, gay, straight, this and that. It's just about building bridges and standing up against hate. It's probably the most meaningful show I'll ever be a part of ever in my life. Garden State Equality, the YMCA, and all these other great. It's in Crossroads where we did the Mick Foley show.
There you go.
So
Garwood, baby,
Garwood, New Jersey, right outside Cranford.
And while you're there, get some dick.
Stand up against hate.
That's it. Guys, have a Merry Christmas. Be safe. Don't get yourself in any trouble. Use Uber. Use Lyft. Don't be a retard.
And if there's a fat man coming down the chimney in a red suit, please don't light the fire. Let him come in and give you some presents.
Have a safe, have a happy holiday. Enjoy the time with your family. We'll be back next Tuesday, live.
See you next Tuesday.
Rant EM Radio. We're going to leave you with a special Christmas treat. Everyone have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
This is Mick Foley reciting A Visit from St. Nicholas by memory, the best of my abilities. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were snuggled. Nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, why, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, why, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers, they came, and he whistled, and he shouted, and he called them by name. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, now Comet, now Cupid, now Donder and Blitzen. From the top of the porch to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Like dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, and up to the housetop his coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, why, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I was drawing my head and was turning around, boom! Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin, why, it was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He was jolly and plump, right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. Something about a bowl full of jelly. Something. Tell me out here, guys.
He had a broad face and a little round belly.
He had a broad face. Oh, son of a nutcracker. And a little broad round belly. That shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Now he was chubby and plump. A right jolly old elf. John Cena's not doing his bad boy by memory, I can tell you that much. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. But a wink of an eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, and then he turned with a jerk. Laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, boom, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."